other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So many good things are happening. So many bad things are happening. I am just completely blown away by the fact that we're actually living in what the old timers talked about for so long. When the world government openly comes out in full view of everybody and tries to set up their planetary government under an environmental dictatorship under the guise of saving the Earth. It is really happening now, my friends. And the information I have is so important. The news items we have are just so important. I want to try to calmly go over all of this information today here on the radio. And I want to, for the first couple hours, maybe the whole 4 hours, open the phones up for listeners on any issue, any news article, any question, any comment. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you want to laud what I and others are doing, or if you want to attack me, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The country is on the edge of revolution. The question is, what type of revolution is that going to be? The establishment is desperate to make it a polarized political issue of left versus right, right versus left, black versus white, so that they can divide and conquer and play all of the political anger, play it off against the public instead of the public getting together and bringing justice to the offshore corporations engaged in a criminal corporate takeover of the United States. I'm also seeing just such amazing attacks on free speech here in the United States, just vicious at every level. Legislatively, on the internet, on the streets of the United States. And we're seeing such bald-faced lies from the party in power who's busy carrying the ball right now for the globalist, being the Democrats. If the Republicans were in power, they'd be carrying the ball just as viciously against the Republic. But right now, they can try to build their political power base again by posing as if they're against the New World Order. Now, there are some Republicans and some Democrats that are genuine, and a few independents that are genuine. Doesn't mean I completely agree with all their policies, but they do actually represent the people, their constituents, and they actually are not controlled by big corporate global interest. Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Senator Bernie Sanders, a few others. Again, the news and information is just so incredible. My mind is racing on so many fronts. I've been having brainstorm after brainstorm this morning on different points and facets of the news that I want to cover. And we're going to do all that today. But in the spirit of doing things a little bit different, we're just going to open the phones up directly in the next segment with no comment or no editorializing by myself, unless it's in your question, until the second hour of the show. And then I'm going to cover all the news on the government takeover of healthcare front, on the government takeover of all carbon and all human, animal, and plant activity on the planet, on politicians saying it's bad to read the bills now. Before, they would lie and say they'd read the bills. Now they say it's bad to read the bills. The attacks on free speech, Israel saying that they were planning to hit Iran and they still may. All the craziness going on. Big show lined up today. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. That's a great site. JonesReport.com. We'll be right back with your calls and a lot more. Special show today, wide open phones, the people giving us their take.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live here today, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes, and my lawyer just got off the phone with the U.S. Attorney's Office. I am very, very excited. I do not have to go to that federal court case of some moron that put a threat up against a police officer on my website. Thank God on that front. So that's why I was a bit late sliding back into my chair. You know, we really should sometimes have a live cam just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So it's almost like a reality TV show where just randomly during the day we hit a button and it goes live to what's happening behind the scenes. Because it is certainly a 14-ring circus here in the office. Okay, I do want to take your phone calls today. As promised, it is Monday, August 10th, 2009, and we're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv starting in the next hour. And I promise to just C-SPAN journal style, take your calls, have you mention a news article or mention something you've seen on television or heard on radio or something you've witnessed in your community that you think is important. I would like to here on the Alex Jones Journal today. We do this occasionally. Specifically throw out a few topics, though, that I would like to hear from you on, but you can bring up any subject you'd like. We're getting confirmed reports that FedEx Kinko's at multiple locations, we're getting this from multiple individuals, will not copy the Obama Joker, saying it is a hate crime, hate speech, and that they will not do anything political. Now notice 501c3 with churches, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then they came to him in the 50s and said, oh, just sign a form for your tax exemption, not knowing that was a corporate trick to sign them into a contract, agreeing to be a charity, not a church. Now they were outside of the First Amendment and had gone into a charity and had gone into corporate rules created by the Congress. It's the same thing here. So now they're telling businesses, you've got to read what people want copied and be political police, be tattletales. And we have confirmed it's all over the Washington Times, New York Times, Washington Post, and some national media is saying it's good. They're defending it. We, of course, broke this last Sunday. Aaron Dykes, a listener, broke it, sent us an email saying, have you noticed on the White House website that it says that report anybody criticizing the president, cap and trade, health care, report name and number, where they live, report your neighbors for anything fishy about the president, implying, talking about him as illegal. And now we have videos of people coming up and ripping down Obama posters, going after our listeners in the contest all over the country, from San Antonio to New York. We've got the videos. They believe even on poster boards outside businesses where they want people to hang posters, they run up instantly and rip them down. They're literally under equivalent of Soviet or Nazi mind control, believing it's illegal. And they'll say, you're not allowed to criticize the president. So they've got people so dumbed down in America, they believe the First Amendment not only doesn't exist, but is bad. And so you walk into a FedEx Kinko's and they say, no. No. And then they give you a form saying this is political information. We don't allow that now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I told you about Raymond Teague went to his Baptist church, big one in Dripping Springs, and they handed out to everybody. He gave me a copy of it saying no one is to even talk about politics when you're at a church picnic or if you go to after church with friends from the church. To a cafeteria or something. You do not talk about politics. I mean, this country is just so fried. And then I read the comments on the YouTube videos as they pull down our videos because they go file fake complaints saying it's calling for murder and calling for hate crimes. And they laugh and giggle and say, criticizing the president, he's black, it's racist. And you think it's a joke, but you click on their handles and you go and it's pro-Obama pages that have actually produced pro-Obama videos. It's not a spoof. It's not a joke. We list some of their names. You can go read them for yourself. They say, Alex is hired by the healthcare companies and big oil. He's evil. Let's ban him. And they're doing it successfully and then celebrating stabbing America and the First Amendment directly in the heart. I mean, these people are complete nuts. Don't you fools understand your whole future is being destroyed? The bankers are raping you. No, they really believe Obama's going to pay for their house and give them a job and pay for their car. You've seen him at all the town halls going, oh, thank you, President. I don't have to worry about my house payment or my car anymore. Meanwhile, they're losing everything they got. Obama works for the New World Order, you people. And it doesn't matter. Commenters will say, hey, Alex Jones confronted Bush. Alex Jones exposed Bush. And they'll put comments up and then links to the videos in the YouTube comments. And they'll scream back at him in the next comment, shut up, liar, it's not true. He's a Klansman. And they'll put a link up. Here's Alex bullhorning the Klan. Shut up, racist white. And then you'll click on it, and it's a white person. Or you click on it, and it's a black person. And, folks, it's real. I've run into Obama supporters, people that I've known for over a decade, who suddenly don't like me and suddenly actually get wild looks in their eyes and get angry at me. I went to my mother's 60th birthday yesterday. Some of her friends were there. And, it wasn't as bad as some of the other cases, but one guy I've known for many years, he actually started getting mad when, and I've known this guy probably, I don't know, more than 10 years. I don't know. Probably 14 years, yeah. And I mean, he just was like, because see, they invest in the idea that they beat Bush. Bush was corrupt and bad. They repudiated evil. America's still good. Everything's fine. He's going to fix it. And they don't want to hear they were conned. They're invested. This happens over and over again with people that are in Ponzi schemes. You hear about them every week. Usually it's a country club, some middle class nouveau riche area where people think they're wealthy and powerful because, you know, they got a $1 million house. And a con artist will come into the club and he'll say he's a Rockefeller or a Rothschild. That's usually the MO. You've all seen these national cases. And he'll get a few old ladies to invest and they'll make, you know, 50% return in a year. And the guy will run the scam over a couple of years. And by the time he then drops the hammer, he gets everybody to go from investing a few thousand to $1 million. And, you know, he might take 30, 40, 50 people in the area. He might take them for $50 million, take everything they've got, and he skips town. And they still believe, when they go to court about it, they still think it was a real investment. Even as the FBI explains it was a fraud, they just think he stole the investment money. You know, understand what I'm saying. They really think the guy posing as Rockefeller or Rothschild or Astor. I mean, when I was going to college, there was a guy doing this to people. And I was telling people in college, no, it's a scam. Don't let him borrow your car. Don't give him money. And then they'd always laugh. You're just jealous. I know an Astor. You know, I had a girl friend who had a friend who I knew real well, who this guy was, you know, going out with her. He was having sex with her. He was getting money from her. You know, she was a little wealthy, you know, college girl. And I said, it's a scam. He's not really an Astor. You know, she thought she'd, that's how the con game works. She thought she'd found the meal ticket because, you know, that's what they send these, you know, young rich girls to find somebody else, another rich family, like for like. And oh my gosh, she'd found an Astor. And when they were all said and done, the guy was able to even con the family. And I forget, it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the next year that this guy sucked out of her. And he was sucking off a couple other little rich girls. Because they're always down and out, and they need a little help because they're, you know, because their parents are being mean to them and, you know, won't give them their $200 million inheritance they're supposed to get. And it's all a scam. The guy's name is Bob Smith, you know. But it doesn't matter. Even after they get scammed, they will get mad at you. I remember. I mean, I was in college, but I wasn't a fool. I knew the classic con game. I guess because I read the newspaper and I'd heard about it. Or hell, they even have TV shows and dramas where they show what con artists do. I think I learned about it from TV, but they didn't want to believe they were being conned. And it's the same thing with Obama. And so even after they get taken for all this money, they still believe, oh no, I really invested with an heir to the Rockefeller fortune. He just skipped town with all the investment money he'd made. No, he never invested the money. He used the scam money he had from other Ponzi schemes he'd run to drive a nice car, to live in a house in the neighborhood that he was renting, and to scam you. And there's a sucker born every minute. They like it. They like being scammed. As long as the person's wearing a suit and a polo shirt, they want to be defrauded. It's the same thing. Obama's a slick Mac Daddy con artist, smooth-talking, you know, slow-walking, smooth-talking scam artist, and they love it, and they're going to get hurt bad. They're going to get hurt real bad because they love being defrauded. They love being pimped. They love being scammed. They love being taken for a ride. They love being delusional. All right, I said I'm going to take nothing but calls. I am. I'm done ranting. I'm done. I've just got all this news, all these points I want to make. We're going to go to D in Kentucky, Steve in Chicago, Lenny in New York, John in Tennessee, Mark in Georgia, and a lot of others. When we get back after this quick break, we're going to have each caller a minute, move to the next person. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say, I got a little more crude term, but I won't use that one if something happens to the Admiral, but we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Big show, massive phone calls, massive news straight ahead.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., abbreviated transmission on your calls right now. Coming up next hour, I'm going to lay it out. The country is already in revolution. The question is, what type of revolution will it be? I certainly hope and I'm working for peaceful. The establishment is provocateuring and wants it to be violent. So we need to remain calm and not give in and catch them setting people up as we've been doing, and then further discredit the enemy foreign banks. That's all this is. Corrupt corporate banking takeover. They want Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other. Obama was the bait the whole time. Tarpley was absolutely right about how they were going to have youth brigades and thugs beating people up and how they wanted to create racial division and play the race card. He was absolutely right. Every day I just get more respect for Tarpley. It's stunning, the two books he wrote about Obama before the election. They're both absolutely correct. Okay, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Dee in Kentucky. Dee, you're on the air.
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission. What's on your mind?
Well, just calling to give you an update on what's going on here in Kentucky. Well, as I reported the first time, they were having us move off the Army Depot by next year. Now they've moved it up to the end of this month.
Having who move off the Army Depot?
What's that?
Have who move? I don't remember what you said last time you called. What's going on at an Army Depot? What are you doing at an Army Depot?
I work for a company out of Lexington, Kentucky, and our warehouse is at the Army Depot. They rent a building from the Army at Bluegrass Station.
Yes, I remember, and you saw all the police equipment being put in Humvees, and you just hadn't given us that much information before that you worked there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I wanted to double check. I did upload the videos to my computer and sent them in to the email you gave me off the air, and also sent them to another one. And I just want to make sure y'all got those.
Well, obviously somebody wasn't reading the email. Tell me off air where you sent it to and what day, and I'll have the guys dig it out and find it.
Okay, not a problem.
Can you resend the attached email right now?
Sure. No, it would be later this evening before I get a chance to do that.
Yeah, why don't you just send it to Jaron Neihardt? But I think he sent it to Show Tips, and I don't think we ever got it. ShowTips@Infowars.com. Send it there.
Name that you gave me.
Okay.
It was an individual's name. But to give you an idea of what's happening now, just real quick, because I know you got a lot of calls, they're having us move because the L3 Communications in Lockheed Martin are, I don't know, tripling, 100% expanding. They're hiring 8,000 to 10,000 people, and they're coming in here to improve our the new national security plan that they have for us. So, yeah, we're having to move it at the end of the month now.
Well, let me ask you, they are confirming then that all these Humvees with police equipment are for domestic operations?
No, we have no confirmation of that. I do have two inside people, one that actually does work for Lockheed Martin, and he works for the nuclear division, the gas diffusers plant in Paducah, Kentucky. And the other one actually works for L3 but was just fired the other day. And I don't know what reason he was fired for. I haven't been able to make contact with him since then. But I'm trying to get him to release some kind of information to me to get confirmation of what's going on. I've even got more video footage of Bluegrass Station. Of all the other, they've had these large, mysterious containers come in. They've been paving all the grass, like the grass medians. They're paving all them for parking lots. There's a lot of construction going on. We're in a 44,000 square foot warehouse. We're having to condense out of here by the end of the month because of all the military personnel coming in, the civilians that are going to be hired by the government. Obviously the government's just, you know, getting bigger and bigger. We were told it was going to get smaller and smaller, but.
Absolutely. The real economy is being destroyed by design. Everything's being folded into the government so that the profits of the government/private industry agreements can be conduited to smaller and smaller hands. And it's just government is exploding in size. It's all being done by design. And God help this country. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. And I'm going to find the date you sent that, and I'm going to go out and ask the individual you sent it to where the email is, and then I will get that to Kurt Nemo and the guys and get that up. Did you write a brief synopsis with the video you sent?
Yes. I sent one video to you, gave me an individual's name, and had it sent it to him. I only could get one video uploaded, and I wrote a little synopsis on that one. But I got three videos uploaded for the one that I actually sent to the InfoWars news tips.
And when did you send that?
That was this past Thursday evening.
Yeah. I'm gonna put you on hold and have the guys talk to you. We just gotta get more people going through this email.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, we took one call.
George Strait.
And the call's a great caller about where they're gearing up all these Humvees at a military base with police equipment. Now, I have the Marines and regular Army and National Guard running real checkpoints in America searching U.S. citizens, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and the Army Times and Northcom have all announced that they plan to, quote, take on American terrorists, gun owners, veterans, and militia members, and forcibly inoculate us. That's all ABC News, Fox, CNN. And so when you hear about them gearing up all these Humvees and things with police computers and police equipment, that's probably for the United States, but we don't know. Regardless, we do know that they're out conditioning the public to accept this, and it's just absolutely out of control. And we do know that the media is trying to say it's bad that citizens are going to town halls and voicing their displeasure with the government. That's what town halls are for, so they can, quote, hear what you want. But no, they've actually been little patty cake meetings where they try to co-opt the public into submitting. But as the public loses all their liberties and freedoms and their bank accounts and their houses, and then their kids get drafted into compulsory domestic and foreign military service, and as CIA takes over the local communities publicly, you hear all the radio and TV ads. I mean, this is it. We're going like China during Mao or Germany during Hitler. It's really happening. And so as we convert to this system, they're just going to cancel town halls. And it's now being announced in USA Today and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and other papers that they're canceling most of the town halls and meetings. So, and they're going to go ahead and close down the Capitol. That's why they've already built a visitor center you get to visit. Now they're getting ready to shut down visiting the Capitol for the slaves. If you jump through 500 hoops, you might be able to see it. And they're going to lock down all the counties and cities, and we're going to be a giant third world cesspit with police that'll pull you over and blow your head off on the side of the road. I mean, this is what we are now. We're owned by offshore criminal banks that stole the country, and the police are here to make sure the ownership continues fraudulently. Of course, the cops don't know that. I was talking to a former Austin cop who quit this weekend. And he had been in there 2 years, and he just quit because he said, yeah, they just tell us to beat up people on 6th Street, beat up young women, and we're told to just absolutely put the fear of God into people. We're told to be brutal. We're told to be abusive. We're told to do this. And you're promoted if you do. And this is what's happened to America. We're now controlled by criminals. And it's all so foreign banks can fully have their way with us. These foreign banks launder the drug money. They ship the heroin and cocaine in. They own the big drug companies that push all the psychotropics on the public. We're run by criminally insane criminals. And I'm not anybody's enemy, the police, the military, anybody. I know most of you are just manipulated and brainwashed like everybody else. Or if you are awake, you're scared and don't know what to do, and you try to just do a good job, keep your head down, so you never get promoted. And you see scum getting promoted. I understand. And I'm not in a, as they say, a pissing contest. It's the only way to describe it with people. I wish it wasn't like this, but we got a bunch of macho, hardcore criminals who all one-up each other. In fact, later in the third hour, I'm going to read from these court transcripts about Blackwater, the raping little girls, in big gang rape parties, the swapping each other's wives. And a lot of people I noticed in the media are commenting, going, sounds like fun, you know, in these mainstream news articles that are posted. Do you know how it destroys? Because, the Iraqi children they're abusing, they're subhuman to the public. So the public doesn't care. You know, they've made them subhuman, so it's funny. But then they get back, reportedly in these federal cases, to Blackwater headquarters. And it talks about how they wife swap in these big orgies. And people think that's cute and funny. See, once you become evil, you can't even recognize evil anymore. I can't think of anything grosser than swinging. I mean, you're supposed to love this woman. You're supposed to... it's just very animalistic, very primitive. It ruins marriages. Can you imagine how evil it is in these families that have kids? And a lot of people right now think I'm a wimp. You know, to them it's a macho, tough thing to sit there and watch a bunch of men have sex with your wife. No, it'd be easy to go do that. It's beyond caveman level. It'd be easy to be an animal. It'd be easy to go out and rob banks and kill people and rape women and, you know, get into all that stuff. It'd be easy to turn over to the dark side. But it destroys societies. Everything then falls apart. And so it's all coming home to roost. The DynCorp child kidnapping rings, all of it. The kidnapping's exploding all over the U.S. now. The country's gone. Now, the only way we can get it back is to wake up to this evil and break the spell we're under, break the trance we're under. I mean, I read the Army reports about how they rape children with battery acid objects in front of their parents. This is confirmed. And then, oh, Obama's going to investigate Camp X-Ray. Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo is the diversion camp. It's the decoy camp. The real camps are at black sites all over Europe and Central Asia and inside Iraq. And they do have a real black site inside the Camp X-Ray facility at Guantanamo as well, where that stuff goes on. See, it's all part of theater. They'll give you their little event over here. Meanwhile, they just like doing this. So not only do they like stealing the trillions, they like having giant rape dungeons where they get to Jeffrey Dahmer, little kids. And then they make your hero Jack Bauer, who tortures people's kids in front of their parents. and then we all become psycho devils. All right, I said I'm taking calls, and I'm out of control, but see, my brain is just storming with thousands of pieces of info like this. Steve in Chicago. Steve, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, you've got a lot of nerve. You cut people off to talk about...
I'm going to cut you off right now. And you know why I'm cutting you off, Steve? I don't censor people's calls, and I don't screen calls, but you call every time and say that basically I'm covering up for racist Obama, and you put out your little white pride signals and all that. And I just don't have time for you. I want to get to some new callers. And so, fine, you call every day. You're the first person to call. Call once a week. You get one call a week, Steve. Lenny in New York. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, Alex, what's up? I heard on your show that someone wrote about a nine-month rule that an incoming president has 9 months to stage a crisis to rally the people around him. I don't know who wrote that.
It was Milton Friedman.
Did Clinton use that when he tried to bomb the World Trade Center the first time?
Yes.
That was the first 9 months. Well, between that nine-month rule, Jen Napolitano saying that the swine flu is going to hit hard in the fall, and Henry Kissinger saying the guns are going to be grabbed by September, I think they're going to move in the next few months, so we'll be on red alert, you know, as patriots.
Well, that's the big news in the next hour, yes. Everything's coming together. They've got to stage a terror attack or a new war, something big, probably going to be the flu. But they got a lot of different agendas going, a lot of different balls in the air. It's kind of like a quarterback who's got four balls in his hand and he throws them to four different people. They cheat. They don't play by the rules. Is one of those four going to make it to the touchdown? I don't know. But I know that they got four different cards, maybe more they can play. And everything's coming together, Lenny.
I couldn't agree anymore.
God bless you, sir. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'd just like to say I appreciate your show, and I hold you in the highest esteem. You're right up there with Robert Welch and some of the other great patriots. I just wondered if I could. A friend of mine wrote a book in the 70s called The Rapture Cult. And I would just invite all the listeners to go to Google and just key in the Rapture Cult and take a look at this book, because I think that's our biggest problem, Alex, is so many people think, well, yes, I know the whole country's going to hell, but, Jesus is coming next Tuesday. And I think this book exposes that the conspiracy invented this religion. It's a new religion, less than 100 years old. I'm talking about premillennialism.
Exactly. It only got big in the last 120 years. The Rockefeller Brothers Foundation publicly, this is mainline history, funded the National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches to teach this. They funded all the big groups that promote it. And the whole Bible is about standing up to evil, saying no, standing up to the king. And then they take Romans 13 and say, no, you've got to submit to government. Do whatever it says, and that's why now FEMA runs over 26,000 preachers that we know of secretly, but now it's been declassified, telling their flock to submit to government, do what they say, take the inoculations, go to the FEMA camp. And so all these Christians are saying, yeah, it's the end of the world. I don't have to warn my neighbor, or I'm going to go ahead and give my little kid shots, even though it's going to make them have convulsions or whatever, because it's of the Lord. I should just trust in God. And that's the opposite of what the Bible actually teaches.
Yes, that's the devil telling them to do that. And if I could, I'd just like to mention a quote by Robert Welch. I know you know who Robert Welch was, Alex, but in the 1960s, Mr. Welch, who was a had a Baptist background, but he said the communists only need 3% of anything to control it. And he said right now, this was in 62, I believe, the only place where they have 3% is the Protestant clergy. So, and then you can see up in the 70s, Hal Lindsey's book and all this stuff, and now look at us now. We've nearly lost our republic, and I believe because the population believes this nonsense that Jesus is their handyman and he's going to solve all their problems while they sit on their ass. So, anyways.
No, I agree with you, God. Go ahead.
Do the Google and just key in the Rapture Cult and read this book. You may not like it, but you may like it. But I guarantee you there's a lot of people that listen to you, Alex, and they agree with you. But they've been mind-controlled by this conspiracy that, I may be going against God's will if I try to stop you know, what this this evil.
Well, why does Revelations then talk about the saints, you know, standing up against the Antichrist and the massive conversions and the waking up that's going to happen? I mean, the rapture cult had already taken hold by the 1930s and 40s, and people all over submitted. In China, the Christians laid down to Mao. They used the Romans 13 rapture cult. And they, I mean, under Romans 13, not just the rapture cult, the founding fathers are bad. And I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. If I've probably had 1,000, I mean, literally, I get it every day, year after year, so it is in the thousands, saying, I'm of the devil, and so are the founding fathers, because they stood up against King George III. These people are in members of a cult. And I agree with you. The biggest thing holding us back is fake Christians not doing their job, going along with corruption, going along with evil, and copping out. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
God bless. I got lots of things. I'll try to be concise. I was thinking that humor is it can get a message through that kind of gets around people's, like a quip is a short joke that makes a point. You know how I know the George W. Bush is a good born again Christian? Because he quotes scripture almost as well as Satan himself. listen, I was thinking you do news is about ready to come online. So rather than cursing the darkness by saying what YouTube has done, and I agree, but YouTube may be costing themselves a lot of traffic. So let's promote You Do News. And when I get that disabusement project where basically lies only have power when people believe them. And the thing is, I've studied out the manipulation tactics, and I'm trying to explain to people the objective facts don't matter to a mind that's obstructed. And if you understand how these tricks work, you have a fighting chance of, you know, basically bringing the truth to light. Speaking of which, I agree with your assessment of the institutional church. Did you know that Keith Green is buried there in Texas? And he zealously spoke out against the apostasy of the church. And I read something that suggested that maybe the plane crash that took the life of him and two of his kids. He's buried in the Garden Valley Baptist Church Cemetery around Lindale, Texas. And his music, I would just suggest, I just want to encourage, season according to taste. I trust you're working on being a bit more gracious about people who have feedback and perhaps concerns and corrections for you. And I appreciate that you're working on maintaining your composure, and you recognize that in your anger do not sin. And basically, you know, it's written basically, you know, that you want to basically, you don't want the anger to contaminate your message where people dismiss what you're saying.
You know, I went to my parents' Methodist church this weekend, and that was actually what the pastor's sermon was about. And it was actually yesterday. And I actually agree with you. The anger reaches out and gets a lot of people to wake up. And, you know, Jesus himself got angry at the money changers. I think there's a time for anger, but I do think it should be more sparing because I tend to spin out. I tend to just get so frustrated by it all that I'll stop working in the fields to plant seeds and just start screaming. And that does lead to some things that are bad. I appreciate your call. So, yes, I agree with you. But you know what? I'm not perfect, and I've been the most effective person out there at waking people up. And I think that you can't argue with success. But at the same time, I'm not happy being purely angry with the system. And I feel I have more discernment and I'm stronger when I actually am just saddened by the elite and their minions and the things they do, because they're very unhappy people. But I also then get angry at the crimes they commit and at the innocent people they hurt. I mean, every time I look into the eyes of innocent children, not just mine but others, I just see everything good in the world and everything loving and sweet and decent. And I don't like how my mind has been contaminated with even having to study the New World Order and having to know all the evil things they do. Because you've got all this good going on one hand and all this beauty and love and innocence, and then you've got all this wickedness on the other. that I'm forced to focus on and cover because we do have to expose it. But I want to run to the hills. I want to, you know, buy some shack in West Virginia or the Ozarks in Arkansas or, and literally just run to the hills and just hide my head in the ground and just go outside and listen to the insects. And, you know, the birds tweeting. Believe me, I am overloaded. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of the evil and how they're crawling all over us. But I can't run to the hills because they're going to track me down there if I do. And all of us. This corruption is seeking everybody out. It actually looks for people at a spiritual level. This is like a spiritually guided thing. It's like a cruise missile that's precision guided. It's looking for people that want to hide from it. So the best way to face it down is to go head up against it with everything you got. And so that's what I'm doing. And yeah, it'll be ugly sometimes, but that's the way it is.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most countries are run by criminals. They're overrun by thugs. The people are in absolute squalor because the elites won't allow anyone to have any wealth but themselves as a tool of control. That's what oligarchies do. And we have been infested. We have been taken over. And you are going to see the fall of this republic completely into absolute irrevocable squalor within the next 4 or 5 years if we don't start reversing things. But the corruption and the abuse is waking people up, and so they're showing up, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, people who've never been politically involved, they see the bills aren't being read. They see all the corruption. They see Obama lying about everything he said he would do. He promised all this transparency. He's more secret than Bush now, 7 months in. So they're getting upset, and then they're getting physically attacked and arrested. And then they hear the media saying, oh, you're all just working for George Bush, and the people are getting mad. So the revolution's on. I'm going to continue taking your calls, and then 20 minutes in the next hour, I'm going to break down the revolution that's coming, and we decide which way it's going to go and a lot more. But let's continue with your calls right now. Jack in Vegas, you disagree? Head of the line, go ahead.
Yeah, is this Spider-Man? You said you're
Spider-Man. Go ahead. You're on air. You know what? Hold on. Put him on hold. You know something? I had a caller who, quote, disagreed earlier, and I hung up on him because he calls every day. But and you can call up and disagree with me. But I've noticed that when I saw the Obama supporters pulling down the Obama posters that our listeners put up, they would scream and yell and laugh and say childish things. So if you want to just call me Spider-Man or whatever and make five-year-old jokes, you have no point. Tell me what I'm lying about. Tell me where I'm making something up. Tell me where I'm wrong. Come on, give me some facts here if you disagree, buddy.
Trying to. You said your spider sense, your spidey sense has never been stronger about a false flag. Well, we finally got you pinned down on a prediction. You said this is going to be the big week that the government's going to launch a bio attack or a bombing. True or false?
Well, no, I've said coming into the fall that I feel that they're going to have to pull something big, and I've said all sorts of false provocations. I've said I don't know what type it's going to be, but I said yes. I believe I said last Friday or was it Sunday that I think they're going to pull something maybe next week and the next few weeks. Absolutely. And now we're discovering what it is. New York Times, Washington Times, and others confirming that they're telling union thugs to go out and attack people. And then people parse that and say, I'm saying I'm against unions. No, I'm saying thugs from certain unions, thugs of unions. See, so if you're going to play semantical games, we can play them here too. But yes, yes, you finally got me pinned down on something because I'm on the radio. People always act like what's said on the radio is some secret that just they found. And yes, I'm saying I think they're going to stage events. Maybe they're going to let somebody out of a mental institution who goes to one of these town halls and shoots people. Maybe they're going to have the cops bust somebody with a pipe bomb in a parking lot. They've done this stuff before in the mid-1990s. The feds, when this same thing was happening, bombed Oklahoma City as a pretext. We have DHS reports demonizing in the Fed protesters, demonizing gun owners, demonizing veterans. And yes, I think they're going to try to demonize people who are shutting down these town halls. And the reason they're getting shut down is the politicians run off the stage when everybody starts booing them. It's the majority, the vast majority booing them. What is it you don't understand that I told people 6 months ago that coming up in the summer, you were going to see a mass awakening and that the people were going to start taking over public events? Did you not see that prediction come true, Jack?
I disagree with you about the timing, not the fire itself.
Look, my spidey senses are off the charts, and we all have them. When I say spidey sense, I don't actually mean I walk around on buildings, and you know it's a figure of speech. Stay there, okay? What I'm saying is I am freaked out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment at 8 after. For all the radio listeners, I'm going to dial in at the website, PrisonPlanet.tv, and watch a live show. All my films are posted there in super high quality as well. All right, I'm continuing with open phones. People disagree, they agree, front of the line. I'm saying that they're going to have to stage something to shut down people demonstrating and protesting at these town hall meetings. And what they're doing is they're having thugs come out and beat people up. And then the national news says that it's the anti-Obama people that are doing it. When in every case, and we've got these all posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's the Obama people beating people up. They're the ones creating ACORN and City Year and compulsory service brigades. They're the ones with federal money out paying youth to do this and paying the unions to have people do this. When Obama is selling out the union people. But if you're a janitorial union, I guess you're for Obama. Because that's about the only jobs will be left in America, though there won't be many businesses for you to clean. You know, I see the comments up on the websites on InfoWars and Prison Planet, the comments on our YouTube videos about, you don't like unions, you work for big corporations, you work for oil companies, you work for this or that. I don't own any stocks, any bonds, zero. I work for Alex Jones, period. I see these comments about, there's not even a bill for you to critique on the health care. There's not even a bill. That's a talking point, definitely. I see that on the news. I see that in the comments. I see that on the street. I heard that yesterday from people drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah, there's three different versions, and all three have all the horrible sections in them. I mean, you people, it's like Obama saying there's no anti-gun bills. That's a lie. We've read the bills on air. I mean, folks, you're being suckered. And I know Bush was bad. But just because Bush was bad doesn't mean Obama's good. I mean, isn't that an elementary equation? And this last guy, I mean, you know, I get on air and I cover facts and information. But when I get up on air and I say my gut tells me that politically they've got to stage something because Obama is dropping several approval points a day. He is in free fall. Everybody who's got half a brain realizes this. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I just kept repeating it in the first hour. They may use the flu. They're certainly gearing up for that. They're saying they're going to forcibly inoculate and have troops lock down cities. And then if they don't do that in the fall or in the winter, I will be accused of saying that they were going to lock down the cities and have forced inoculations. I'm playing the CNN, Fox, ABC News pieces, and you've all seen them. We've played them. But even if you don't listen to the show regularly, it's all over the news. I catch it all the time and hardly watch TV, so it must be everywhere. Saying they're going to forcibly inoculate everybody and lock down the cities. Now, if we're able to get the word out and get the public to understand they don't have to take the shot, they probably won't get away with it this time. Just like in 2002, they had Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. They ordered 14 million first responders to take it. And the 14 million said no, so it didn't happen. And then people said, Alex, you said they were going to make people take smallpox. You're a liar. No, I said the government is saying right here in the news they are, and we've got to warn people they don't have to, so they fail. Well, now they're back trying to force people to take the shots. But then the straw man attackers come on and say, Alex said they were going to make us take flu shots. And they didn't. So he's a liar. Well, okay, if you want to be in delusional la-la land, that's fine. They are telling public school kids going back to school in a week and a half that they got to take the shot. That's just Google. School children told they got to take flu shot. You'll get hundreds of articles. I mean, you know, what planet are you living on? I understand people out there don't want to face what I'm saying and what I'm putting out. I understand it's scary. Look, I got family, too. I got children, too. But I'm covering the facts here. You know, NORTHCOM is saying they're going to put troops on the streets. So we better get the word out and stop it.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I said last Friday that I have never had more concern for the country and the world, I'm in it. I am so concerned in my gut, in my spirit, in my intellect, that I can hardly even be on the radio right now. I mean, my instincts are just off the charts. And the last time I had a disturbance in my psyche of this magnitude was 2 months before 9/11. And I went on air and I said, they're probably going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset Osama bin Laden, and they're going to do it in the next 2 months. And it happened in 2 months. And I did radio show after radio show. I mean, in the 6 months before that, I did show after show saying they're going to attack, they're going to stage terror, because I saw the army in the news saying, get ready, terrorists are going to attack. We're going to take your rights away when this happens for your own safety. We're going to set up NORTHCOM. We're going to get rid of your liberties for your safety. And I saw conditioning on TV saying, here's bin Laden. He's going to get you. He's blowing up the Buddhist, you know, 2,000-year-old temples in Afghanistan. He's bad. I was like, and I just had all these pieces of evidence. And what happens is my intellect, my brain, your subconscious is hundreds of times conservatively, and this, that's not just psychologist or psychiatrist, that's neurologist from studies believe, it's, depending on the person, hundreds of times stronger than your conscious intellect. Your what people think of as your sixth sense or your hunch or your feeling, or really good police detectives or FBI detectives in history, people that can solve cases when nobody else can. You know, they look at the info, they just go over it, they kind of think about it for a few days, a few weeks. All that is the very powerful subconscious mind collating data and researching. And what happens is the more you study, the more you get into a certain topic. It's just like if you study baseball for 20 years, you're going to know everything about baseball. You're going to remember all these facts and statistics. You're going to be able to really guess with a lot of proficiency who's going to end up winning certain events that year. A lot of these bookmakers you have in Las Vegas, they should really be Pentagon strategists. But they fell into a different line of work. And what I do is I study the New World Order, I study history, I study their pathology, I study how they work, and then possible scenarios kind of pop out of the computer God gave me. And right now, I'm seeing so many horrible scenarios in front of me, and I see evidence the enemy's moving, and I see evidence they're preconditioning, and I see that they're in trouble right now. And so I realize they don't have any option that I can see but staging terror attacks. And then my gut is off the chart. I mean, I can barely be on the radio right now, ladies and gentlemen. I keep having to catch my breath, and it's not the kind of catch my breath like an anxiety attack. It's more of a catch my breath like the moment of history we're at, and the time we're entering is just got my heart going here. I mean, I got chills right now. And I'm also amazed at how evil these people are. I mean, I can't believe they go through with the stuff they do. And that they could be this intelligent and still do this level of evil. I mean, I have knowledge about humanity and knowledge about our species and knowledge about what we're really meant to do, what we're designed for, which any old villager in southern Mexico or in on the seacoast of Greece or in some old man in Tokyo, Japan, has. It's just the knowledge of humans and what we are and how we operate. And I just sit there and marvel in love of the species and in love of innocence and goodness. And then I look at the evil ones. They have all this knowledge, and they have made the decision to hurt innocence and the decision to dumb down the mass of their fellow Homo sapiens so they have an advantage over them, and to make us evil like they are so that we're weak, and to play us off against each other. And hundreds of government textbooks, no exaggeration, I haven't counted them up. I have two stacks at my house. Aaron's got three stacks back there and a bunch he took home. He leaves here at like 2 in the morning every night and then reads till like 5 a.m. and then comes in like a zombie at noon. It's got to be hundreds of books total we've bought over the years, but probably 50 the last few months, all about how they're going to break up the family, how they're going to sterilize us, how they're going to create a new species, how they're playing God. And these people really know what they're doing. They really understand what's happening. And they are cold-bloodedly wrecking our species. I mean, they could have easily directed the society to have people clean-cut, happy, empowered, into science, into research, into literature, into art, into Shakespeare, and built the culture up, classical music. And they brag about this. They have consciously dumbed everybody down, made us bestial, made us animalistic and stupid. And then you go out and talk to humanity, they are wrecked. And then you talk to people who are well-educated and somewhat well-off and have high IQs, they're still scared of any information and have been operantly conditioned to not want to be involved or informed, so they're under fear. And it's just such a crime against the species, against life forms, against the universe to do what they've done. And I'm a product of my environment to a great extent. I'm not perfect, I'm going to tell you right now, but I can at least look at what I could have become on the dark side, and it isn't pretty. But I made a decision to stand up for goodness. And I think there's a passage somewhere in the Bible about the beginning of knowledge is sorrow. Like, let's try to search that and see if we have it. The beginning of knowledge is sorrow, or with knowledge comes great sorrow. But sorrow isn't even a bad thing. It's almost as if pain and sorrow is the evidence of the fact that you are a human who is growing. Because I also have incredible energy and incredible love of life and light and goodness. And I realize that that's the natural human condition, that we always have the bad in us, but we're always reaching for the good. But instead, the establishment's figured out how to make us reach for the darkness. And then people start going down the path of darkness, and they think, well, if I just get into more darkness, I'll be happy. Or if I just immerse myself into evil, that somehow I'll become fulfilled. And what happens is, like a black hole, they become more and more unhappy, more and more angry, more and more energized, almost a gravitational pull of evil. It's just horrifying to watch it. And the profile, the signature, the wavelength, the signal that I see forming is going to make Stalin's bloodletting and Lenin's bloodletting and Hitler's bloodletting and Mao's bloodletting, those guys all together killed over 250 million people. Pol Pot. Governments, as best I can tell, have killed about 500 million in the last 100 years or so. But just those I mentioned, over 200 million. Well, I mean, they say they want to kill 75% of us in the White House science czar's own government policy book. I mean, and I've got stacks of them. I can't even read them all. I can't even go over all the evil quotes. I can't even. It just doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to have this happen. And even if you believe that it can't be changed, even if you believe it can't be changed, you at least got to fight it or you've lost your humanity. There's a quote. Forget who said it. I actually voiced it for the film. I want to say it was Frost. Yeah, it was Frost, the guy that wrote the poem about the woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep, about those that don't resist evil and corruption command it to be done. And so I'm not even fighting evil because I'm moral and I'm good. It's not a conscious thing. I'm doing it because it's who I am. I can't control myself. I am pulled inexorably with more energy and more discernment and just an overwhelming, the word is a possession because that has bad connotations, a complete surrender to resisting the New World Order. Because all of my humanity, my very fabric, cries out against this tyranny. You can't be on the right path and not resist evil. If you don't have a burning compulsion, like some people have a compulsion to use drugs, or some people have a compulsion to have sex. And I'm a healthy person. I think women look great. I love my wife. But I don't even so much think about that anymore. I don't know how to explain it. It's like everything is being turned over to resisting the tyranny. It is a total driving, dominating force. And I don't know how people out there can claim you're good and not have a burning desire to stand up against thugs and bullies and scum. All right, we'll come back, continue with your phone calls. A ton of information coming up.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The enemy has no other choice. They're going to stage something big. I don't know what it's going to be, but their whole agenda is deteriorating fast. But maybe that's the false flag, is the media saying it's racist if you disagree with Obama, then all these dumbed down people really believe that people that don't want cap and trade and open borders and socialized government health care and gun control are racist, and then it causes street fights and riots. Maybe that's the false flag. I don't know. You know, the globalists do inventive things, but we're taking your calls right now. Let's talk to Andy in Florida. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to tell you I'm a new fan and new listener and love your show and website.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you on board. What's on your mind?
Well, I feel like an enormous cloud has been lifted. And I love you for what you've made me aware of, and I hate you for what you've made me aware of.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Just ask some of my friends that I keep emailing stories. So a couple of different things. Number one is the story that just recently came out, and I'm surprised, and I sent an email to your website, that suggests that Obama and Congress should not let the polls guide their decisions. And this was a story written in Inside Politics Daily, and I emailed it, that basically is saying that the president and the government should not really listen to any polls or public opinion because the public opinion is fickle and contradictory.
Yeah, what's the headline on that article?
Because
what's the headline on that? Because I want to see it. That's a very sophisticated point and very hard for me to explain. But in essence, that is true. George Washington did some things that were very unpopular, and then it was borne out later that it was the right thing to do, not going against the British with the French during his first administration, because the country was barely on its feet, and it had promised to be neutral in its treaty. But they were burning stuff out front the White House, and they were going crazy and, you know, really trying to overthrow the government, and French operatives were inside the U.S. trying to overthrow things, and he didn't. Then a lot of other people got mad at him because he wouldn't crack down on them. He kind of took a thing of saying, I'm doing the right thing. I don't care if this is unpopular. Now, what he was doing was constitutional, though, and it was following his pledge. It's different with Obama because all he's done is lied about his pledges. So now his approval rating has plunged because people are angry at him lying and betraying them. And the people in on every issue just so happen to support what the Constitution and Bill of Rights show. So the federal government on every issue of wars and NAFTA and GATT and cap and trade and health care and gun control, the government's going in the opposite direction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the people are going with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So, and it's generally like that in history, because what's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution is good. I mean, people can say it's not perfect, but it's better than anything else anybody ever created. These men were geniuses, top philosophers. I mean, blow away the Greek and Roman philosophers, and I've read them all. Now, maybe it's because it's in the English tongue and originally written in that I understand it better and not in the Latin. But the issue is these were amazing people, cut above. The creme de la creme, the creme de la creme of the creme de la creme. And they knew what they were doing. And so, but see, that's a spin, like Obama is moral. Obama's sticking to his guns, doing what he knows is best. See, first he goes with the mob rule democracy idea of, hey, if 51% want it, tell the 49, get out of the way. You're AstroTurf. We're going to tread on you. And if you come out with a don't tread on me, we're going to punch you in the nose and call you the N-word. And they're all, yay, you know, I mean, that's basically what he's saying. Now that he realizes that it's clear that everybody's turning against him, they're like, well, we're going to stand and do what we know's best, even if you all hate us. So now he's trying to pull a fake George Washington, which actually, if you acted like a true leader and actually stuck with something, people might actually like, but only if he was doing something good. He's doing something bad. I mean, is that what you're getting at here?
No, absolutely. I think it's also propaganda that's being created now to discount the various protests and town hall meetings that have been happening. It's basically saying, well, yeah, this is kind of serious, but, you know, our leader shouldn't really, you know, listen to anybody.
No, great point. Very astute point you've made. Appreciate the call. We'll be back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Okay, I got a mini guest on for like 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get into, I'm just going to take more of your calls, because I got your calls later, and I said I would. Next hour, when I start the next hour, the main hour at 8 after, I will break down all the different facets of the revolution. What type of revolution is it going to be? A revolution of ideas, or a revolution of burning cities? The globalists are going to want to make it a revolution of burning cities, so they can demonize the revolution and not make it about ideas. They're geared up. They're ready for it. It's what they want. And they know that we're smart and not going to give them what they want, so they're going to do it themselves. And they've already been caught doing that. You know, we said they were going to go out and beat people up at these events. They've done it. And it's not like my predictions are hard to make. I mean, we know how these people operate. It'd be like if I took you to Africa and said, now watch the Nile River, you know, where these salt crocodiles are, watch that baby gazelle walk over to the edge. That saltwater crocodile is going to launch out of the water and grab it and drag it in. And then we sit there for 5 hours in the blind. People actually go to Africa. I know folks that have done this, you know, to wildlife watching. You can see, you know, people stake out the water holes because you're going to see action all day long. The animal's got to have water. They go down to the water hole and lions are hiding in the bushes and in the grass, and crocodiles are hiding in the water, and you'll see hippos run over and kill crocodiles. And yeah, hippos the meanest thing out there. You know, a hippopotamus kills more people every year in Africa than cobras. People all think they're nice and sweet at the zoo, throwing food in their mouth. San Antonio Zoo, you can feed them, but you notice they're down below you. They look real sweet, those big giant spike teeth. You notice the zoo, people think of a hippo as having peg teeth because they chop them off. They got giant fangs. I mean, elephants run from hippos, man. There's nothing just, rah! That's nothing meaner than the friendly hippopotamus. But, you know, that's another example of images. People are so scared of sharks, but they might kill 10 people a year, maybe. Maybe. But people aren't scared of automobiles that kill millions worldwide every year. People aren't scared of the White House science czar. The White House science czar. Because he's a nice little quiet professor type who writes government policy books on how to drug the water supply and how to chemtrail you and make your crops die and how to take your children at birth and how to have forced abortions, how to grab women and kill their babies. It's all public, all been in the Associated Press, not just me, telling you about it, all how to sterilize you, all how to get rid of at least 75% of the world. People say, I thought it was 80. Different government documents. UN says 80. Club of Rome says 90. Prince Philip says 90. Ted Turner says 90. Professor Pianca says 90. His graduate students say all kill all humans. So, but, you know, he's lower. He only says kill 75%. So, I mean, I guess he is kind of a nice guy. That isn't scary to people. He's kind of like a hippopotamus. The most deadly thing out there, but nobody cares. You know, a little hippopotamus over here. But then I go out and put some white clown makeup on. I'm now the 20-foot cobra. When I did the Joker last week, that scared people. I talked to one of my mom's friends, and she saw it, and she said it scared her. And I'm going to talk about that later in the next hour when I walked up to Austin Cops as a stunt to get people to do the contest to put up the Obama posters to test flash mob, peaceful flash mob, viral marketing of the InfoWar. I'll explain why I did it. It's really elementary. And the cops look like 8-year-old boys that are scared of the thunder. It looked like my 6-year-old son when something scares him. They went, like, just like little boys, they went and started, and a little bit of it's on tape because Rob Dew got I jumped out and the camera wheeled around and they saw the Joker going, hello, officers. And they, because they'd seen Hollywood movies, the Joker isn't real. But in their subconscious, it was because they saw it. And they start stepping back and getting, but it wasn't like a scared, like, you know, going, it was a, like little kids kind of like childlike fear. And then one of them recognized me and smiled and was like, ah, and then, but the other two were still didn't know who I was. And he was like, it's all right. I think I'm kind of lucky that the guy with the highest rank knew who I was, even in clown makeup. People later said that was so dangerous, or I'm lucky I didn't get tased. I mean, what? I just got out in a clown outfit and said, hello, officers, in a parking lot. 50 feet away and walked over with my hands like this. Hi. But they were scared until one of them went and said, oh, it's all right. And said something. And then, you know, because he was smiling at me, knew who I was. But see, you can have a nice little beard and be friendly. Grab me one of those clown noses off the table out there. And then we're going to Archangel. Thanks. You know, it's like if I put sunglasses on, suddenly everybody would say, oh, Alex thinks he's cool. And people would stop on YouTube and watch this video more than they would regularly just because I'm wearing sunglasses. And they'll comment, he looks like a cop, or he looks like CIA, or he thinks he's tough, or he thinks he's cool. See, it's all about coloration. It's all about camouflage. And so these hardcore criminals wear suits and ties and are trained to talk slow and calm and soothing, and they go to corporate seminars on how to do it. And so it soothes the whole public. But then I put on some clown makeup and it scares the daylights out of people. And I said that in the piece, but I didn't realize how much it would scare people. But then if I do this, the image is I'm a clown. Now, everything I'm saying doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. It's silly. And sometimes government does that. When you really catch them doing something bad, then they'll act clowny. Or they'll put out a fake, controversy, a fake controversy about, oh, their mistress or something. You know, I mean, if they get caught stealing $1 million from the Treasury or all expense paid trips or something, suddenly you'll see some other story about somebody having sex with their assistants or whatever. That's done to divert you off the big issue. So that's the kind of stuff they do. Instead of how I look or what type of shirt I'm wearing or what type of clown nose I have or do I have sunglasses, this is all just cosmetic. And I'm going to explain this more next hour. And I knew it would get a lot of attention because the Joker is this archetypal image. But number one video on YouTube, it got 100,000 views in an hour Saturday. And then they removed it off the front page and banned a bunch of the other videos. 100,000 views in an hour. It was like 50,000 views, and then it was about 45,000 views, and then it was 140,000 views an hour later. You can go to the Alex Jones channel and see it's like 150-something thousand views right now. They clearly froze it or removed it off all the lists so people wouldn't see it, but then they erased a bunch of our other videos where I was calm, cool, and collected talking about how Republicans are being booed off the stage and so are Democrats and how it's nonpartisan and how they want to make Republicans and Democrats fight with each other instead of coming together to audit the Fed, abolish the Fed in the New World Order. And those two videos were also on the front page with tens of thousands of hits just that day. I didn't screenshot it before they were taken down, but I think one had 50-something thousand views and one 30-something thousand views, and they were climbing quickly. You know, they just gotten noticed and gone viral, and YouTube has algorithms, they admit, where they can see that, and they just said, kill them. You know, you can't stop that. Boom, kill them. And they just killed those videos where I was sitting there real nice going, listen, everybody, Republicans are being protested too, and we can all go out and put up signs that say Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com, and they're really scared of this archetypal image of Obama as the Joker because it helps people see him in a different light and realize it's all just a Hollywood image. This hits something in the subconscious. And so now, from Ireland to England to Germany to Russia, San Antonio, Los Angeles, Arkansas. I mean, last night, I spent like 20 minutes going through YouTube under Alex Joker Contest or Alex Jones Joker. And I saw scores of videos of people doing the contest. They're putting them up everywhere. And, you know, we tell folks do it in legal areas where they allow you to put those signs up. A lot of most towns do, most cities do, and they have areas where people flyer, and then that's where you should do it. And I've gotten two reports. I saw one comment that I was emailed, and then Archangel, who gives us a lot of really great tips that have proven to be bona fide in the past, said that he went to FedEx Kinko's store 0525. I want Kurt Nemo to do a blurb on this, or one of the Watsons, in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Just refused to make this into a poster on vinyl yard sign for me. Sean told me that his higher ups stated they refused to print so-called slanderous signs for either side. So see, that's how it works now. Just saying somebody's a joker, you're not allowed to do that. Why, again, you can't talk bad about public figures. The corporations are enforcing this chilling effect. What a bunch of baloney. So much for freedom of speech in America with a K. Please call me for more info. I'm going to call all over Pittsburgh to see if anyone will print this for me. I'm angry. I talked to Judy, who said that to email the image for pricing. I just called them and they refused. So multiple places now. And then I got another one here saying the same thing. So, well, I mean, I've seen these other reports where people go in to Staples and they refuse to print up InfoWars. In fact, that was a story about 2 years ago. I remember covering it because the guy sent us they even gave it to him in writing, saying, no, we don't promote terrorism. We don't promote hate. InfoWars.com couldn't. And then now people are on YouTube, because I did some videos that have also gone viral, two of them, saying, look, my videos are being removed for racism. The videos that were removed weren't even about race. But then I said, even if I would have been talking about racial issues, that's your free speech. And then I have the articles. In fact, pull up the one about Obama speech police shut down top YouTube videos. We have a screenshot in there of what YouTube emailed us, or actually on their account interface for the Alex Jones channel. We now run that channel with Dave. It used to be a fan site. It's run by the fan that started it. But I got into the interface with Aaron up here late Saturday night. We're up here working so we could get on this quickly. And we pulled it up, and it said, yeah, this community violation racism. And YouTube explained to us that in their rules that if people just say something's racist, I mean, it could be a bucket of ginger ale bottles floating around. And somebody could reach in and go, ice cold, banned, racist. I could put a clown nose on, racist. I could walk out and say it's a pretty day, racist. They explained that you could show video of a guy catching a fish, a white guy, racist. A black guy catching a fish, racist. You could show birds in a nest, racist. You could show the Capitol building, racist. This is the new democracy, where if 51%, of course, this isn't really a democracy, anybody complains, you're gone. Now, of course, it's all selectively enforced. You go file false complaints. People say they're doing this on Barack Obama's presidential channel, saying it's racist. And his attorney general actually has tried to create race. And they are invoking, and the White House is saying it's racism. And the Tea Party's a racism. That is race baiting. They're injecting race where it's not there. You're the president. All presidents get attacked. That's why they wanted him. I told people they didn't want him for racial reconciliation. It was about, you are against him, you're a racist. I wish we had a black president that would revoke all the gun laws and abolish the Federal Reserve, and he could do that with his leadership with the Congress. Man, I would just kiss a black president's feet, but a black president that did that would get assassinated. So would a white president. But again, they know people are sick of color. But they inject it. That's why you always hear the NAACP saying, we want to talk about race. We want more discussions on race. So we just can't live together and be we're all the same, folks. But they want to make us look at the differences. And so I refuse to give into the religion of racism. All last week they said, these posters are racist, and the White House said it, and I've got all these clips from national TV, we posted them, where they go, this Obama sign is racist, period. They had a Washington Post writer on there going, he gave no evidence, he just said they're racist. And the lady said, but the Village Voice had the cover of Bush as a vampire, and this magazine had Bush as a joker. Well, he's clearly not racist, he's white. The guy actually, it's total mind control. He actually says that it's impossible for it to be racist if you're white. Racism's only for black people, and that Obama's black, and so you can't criticize him. I mean, next, if Tiger Woods misses a putt and somebody says, oh, bad shot for Tiger, are they going to go, oh, that's a racist? I mean, if a black quarterback drops the ball and they say, oh, yeah, he lost, oh, racist. I guess actually that's what Limbaugh got in trouble for, was actually saying that. I mean, I don't understand this. It's like a religion. It's like you can't say, but again, meanwhile, the government's arresting the black people in many cases for no reason, putting them in prison, putting extra fluoride in their water. That's been proven in studies. I've had the EPA on admitting it. We don't know why the fluoride's five times higher in minority areas, because they add it in certain junction pipes at a higher level. It's eugenics, folks. But again, the real racists act like liberals. And so they play everybody off against each other while they're carrying out their ops against the people of color and everybody else for that matter. So they want to get everybody fighting with each other and make this a racial issue. Let's bring up Archangel. Archangel, have you finally found somebody in Pennsylvania that'll copy a Obama Joker poster, or is it just they're so mind-controlled in America that you can't make a poster of him as the Joker?
No, sir. Good afternoon. I did find a Kinko's, a FedEx Kinko's, as a matter of fact, downtown Pittsburgh with the manager, Doug Fort, who I spoke to him about my problem with the Green Tree store. It's not Greenville, excuse me, it's Green Tree. And mentioned it to him, and he said, I'll be more than happy to print them and make them for me. He's printing them and doing it right now. He said he would mention to his manager to talk to the other store manager about what they had told me, and he said that they've printed much more Wilder.
Do you remember when which is actually British-owned, the Queen actually owns part of the stock, Burger King, no joke, told Burger King owners they'd be sued if they put anti-global warming messages? So all the Burger Kings, I mean a large portion of them, who were privately owned, it turned out were mainly intelligent people that knew it was a fraud because they run a business. You know, they're not stupid. And so hundreds and hundreds of stores then put it up nationwide. Well, more than hundreds. One owner owned over 100, I remember. The first one in Tennessee only owned a few. They threatened him, so a whole bunch of other Burger Kings did it. The issue is they're trying to bully free speech in America. I mean, if you own a gas station, you can put whatever message you want up there.
Right. I mean, you can't. I mean, you would think that Kinko's effects are a big company. You would think that a person could walk in and within reason say, you know, will you print this for me? But for them to try to censor, you know, my freedom of speech or to say, we will not print that because we find it offensive. Now, he said, basically, I originally called Judy on Friday the 7th at about 4.
Stay there. I want to hear about this because the contest is going through Friday. We're getting so many entries. I'll probably announce it Wednesday. But this is so exciting. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
I'm your masters of war.
There's a video up on PrisonPlanet.com of a 87-year-old woman in a Walmart parking lot who can barely walk. And she's bought a knife in Walmart. One of her family members has gone away to get the car. She's got it in her hand. She can barely walk. And this cop comes over, gives her about 2 seconds to drop the knife, and just slams her full force into the concrete. And reportedly, it broke a bunch of bones, and she's, I mean, just full power. Yeah! With pleasure. slams her in. She's got Alzheimer's, doesn't even know what planet she's on. Of course, now people are getting Alzheimer's at 25 years old from all the heavy metal they're spraying us and chemtrailing. And, I mean, he just slams her into the ground. Bam! I know it's a grandmother. He just popped. It's a female cop. Oh, well, I can't see that on the video. It's far away. You can't tell anymore. Anyways, she slams her. And that's the thing. They've trained these cops to just go wild on you at the drop of a hat. And it's scary. And the people are going to, man, they're still manhandling her. I mean, she's clearly completely out on this video. Look at her begging. Oh, that'll only encourage him. God, that lady. That'll only be happy if she dies. Is that blood on the ground? Oh, my God, they're still attacking her. Oh, my God. I guess the predator instinct, that's like old tigers and lions and stuff, only like to attack old people or old animals. They think it's like it actually increases a predator's enjoyment if the person's crippled. I've noticed that. I've always wondered about that. Well, there you go. 87-year-old woman viciously attacked. Look at her. People are nuts. Okay, going back to Archangel. Finishing up Archangel. So you're talking to the Kinko's people, and you list the store, Kinko's store 0525, and what they just said, you don't show the president in a bad light, not in America, so they wouldn't take your money.
Well, they refused to print it, and I originally talked to Judy, emailed them the stuff from your website, and waited to respond, and then called back and spoke to Sean. And Sean said, well, you know, we can't do that. And I said, why? He said, well, we don't do anything political from either side, left or right, and basically went to a short spiel. And I said, but that's wrong. You can't do that. You're in business.
Yeah, see, the message is political activity of any type is evil.
Right. Well, I figured the store up there, maybe they're full of O-bots. I don't know. But I was like, well, this won't work. This won't stand. I'm going to call your corporate offices. And then I figured, well, wait a minute. I'll try a few other stores. So the next store I called, which was 0516, which is downtown Pittsburgh on Grand Street, and I got this Doug guy. And I said, Doug, I just had a problem with these people in Green Tree. It's really, you know, sort of making me angry. They refuse to print this. He said, what are you talking about? Send it to me. I sent it to him, called him back. He said, I don't have a problem with this. I'll make it whatever you want, as big as you want, as many as you want. So I said, great. So I sent him, you know, all the information, what I wanted. They're working on it right now. He said he would talk to his manager to speak to the manager up at the Green Tree store. However, I'm still waiting to get a contact.
Well, I would imagine these are Obama bots, but we've also seen Staples and a few other places refuse to print Infowars.com. Like, that's some kind of terror word. But more and more, have you seen the White House saying Limbaugh's on thin ice and better watch it?
This is pure insanity.
I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, let's get that straight, because I think he's a fake conservative. But I'm now going to defend Rush Limbaugh just like I defend Michael Savage when they tried to ban him flying to England. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They're banning my videos as racist, and there's nothing about race in them.
Now, this is a horrible situation. It's only getting worse. They've ramped this up exponentially.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it more on the other side, and I'll take some more calls and get into this country on the edge of revolution. They're saying now the definition of racism is not agreeing with Obama. They're saying that. I mean, now you see political correctness. They really want this country to be like the Soviet Union.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More of your calls coming up, and in this hour, I'm going to break down my analysis of why we're going into a real revolution. I can confirm to you this is it. We hold destiny in our hands. A bunch of other news. I've got people. We're taking your calls, seeing what directions those take us in. Real fast, finishing up, Archangel, listener in Pennsylvania, sent us a lot of good tips over the years. He's taken part in the Obama Joker poster contest. And the reason I chose the Obama Joker to do a contest with is the media said it was racist and bad and that we shouldn't be doing it. When it has nothing to do with race. It's saying he's an arch criminal. People did this with George Bush. And so that's why I chose it, was because they were trying to restrict it, restrict its First Amendment. And so I said, oh, you don't like this? Well, we're going to do it more. Okay, it's not that we have some thing with the Joker. It's that this was a big national issue. And so we're now showing you where the First Amendment's gone, where I'm being attacked for doing this contest, my videos are being erased, this guy can't get them made at Kinko's. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. And Obama's on TV saying, report people that criticize me to the White House, citizen spy groups. And the press secretary saying Limbaugh might get in trouble. He's on thin ice. He better watch it. And they got the fairness doctrine introduced in three bills. Go ahead, Archangel. That's your handle out there on the web. Great handle, by the way. You made the great point. I mean, they are on afterburners right now trying to say it's wrong to criticize their agenda. That isn't going to work. So I see more people in the streets. It isn't going away. This is only the beginning. I see this getting really nasty because they're going to make it nasty. They don't have a choice but to make it nasty, Archangel. And we don't have a choice but to try to take the high road and expose them for what they're doing with the Internet while we've still got it.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. But the thing is, with the things that they've done and they continue to do, they're escalating this to where at some point it's going to hit a flashpoint, and then I can't guarantee that all bets won't be off. What worries me the most is a lot of Americans don't know. Some are waking up, some are not. Where I live, my whole community is mostly either mind-numb zombies or O-bots, and I'm like the only the freak show here on the corner. My house looks like the United Nations. I have like 30 flags hanging from the Gadsden flag and Liberty and all the patriotic flags. I had the news media up here, well, why are you flying all these flags? Because it's my right.
And all Americans need to start doing that because we're the majority. I don't care what color you are, how old you are, even what your politics are. You better stand up for free speech and against the New World Order. And look, they knew this all along. They knew Obama was going to come in, lie about everything he said he was going to do. Everybody was going to get angry with him. A certain percentage of diehard people will drink the Kool-Aid and won't care. And they plan on making us all fight with each other while the bankers steal everything. Obama is the false flag. That just came to me last night. He is the false flag. You know, we talked about how he wanted to divide and how he was going to be used for that, but he is the false flag. He is meant to be destroyed in the polls. He is meant to become a diversion himself. And even if I sit here and try to say, don't make it about Obama, he's going to make it about him. That's his job.
Well, they're coming after us. This is not a drill at this point. I think that when pigs fly and NWO flew and all this martial law talk and all this stuff, they are are getting ready for the big move against us, I believe, in every way, shape, and form. Collapse the market, close the banks, martial law, oh, swine flu's going to get it, take these poison killer shots. The list is endless, and they're coming after us now, and when they open the door and let all this stuff out of Pandora's box, I don't know what we're going to do. We have a right to live. We have a right to be left alone. That's all we want. We want to live in peace and freedom and be left alone, and they're just not having it. And they're stealing our money. They're stealing our houses, stealing our jobs, stealing our children's and grandchildren's wealth in the future. At some point, we have to stay up and not only say no, we have to stand up and say, we've had enough. And these arguments and these parties and these things that town hall meetings is great. Keep it up. Let it go. We have to do something or just lay down and die. I'm not going to lay down and die. I'm a Vietnam era veteran of the United States Air Force. I'm not laying down and dying. I'll fight.
Stay there.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in this hour, I'm going to break down the American Revolution, Part 2. Is it going to be peaceful or is it going to be bloody? The establishment has their way, it's going to be bloody. Also, I've known about this for about an hour and I forgot to get to it. Swine flu's worst case scenario, paranoia or preparedness? And Fox News quotes us like we're credible. So that's what I mean. This is starting to get Twilight Zone level. In addition to planning mass graves and crematoriums operating around the clock, governments are planning to implement martial law in response to a pandemic, Kurt Nemo wrote for Infowars.com, which has been tracking disturbing developments in swine flu preparedness. Nemo pointed to a report in the Daily Telegraph that referred to the British government's emergency plans for mass graves, inflatable mortuaries, 24-hour cremations, and express funerals. Yeah, his stories point to the They also point to the Rocky Mountain News, to the actual documents we got from the state of New York. I mean, we don't just come in here. I mean, Fox News itself is saying the troops are getting ready with NORTHCOM to lock down U.S. cities and forcibly inoculate. Helga, who I've known for about 10 years, who lived in Austin, she's German, moved back to Germany. She called the office this morning and said that it was on mainline national German news radio that they're growing the swine flu in cancer viruses. And I'd seen some of that in reports of one company developing it over there. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's insane. Now, again, if we expose this, that there's no law, you got to take the shot, that it's a fraud, and if they can't get their own first responders to take it, they're not going to get away with this in the fall. And then I'm going to be blamed for making up that the army was going to be on the streets and making up they were going to inoculate us. I'm reporting what's on the news, but that's how the COINTELPRO operates. You know, I report, ABC News goes on and says a missile's been fired at the U.S. from Russia. I go on and say, ABC News reported this. I don't know if it's true. Come back in 10 minutes later and say, okay, ABC News said it was a Scud on a trajectory, but nowhere near the U.S. And then it becomes, I made up a missile. Everybody knows on record that they're announcing all over TV. I've played here, and we could play here, clip after clip. Played one last week, Fox, CNN, ABC, all over the news. In fact, just Google it. Army to aid during swine flu, or army to quarantine cities. You know, I saw this big attack piece on me saying Jones lies and says foreign troops involved in NLE-09. And then it shows no proof that I lied. The FEMA press release said foreign troops were involved in the drill. We covered it and said it's regular operating procedure. I've shot video of foreign troops in drills. See, the ad hominem or strawman attacks against me are all counting on you being ignorant. They're all counting on you not checking the facts I've laid out. I mean, look, he just went to Mexico, and they said they're going to bring in their North American Union through crises like the flu. That was in the 1997 Banff, Canada meeting that we cover in my film Endgame, that they would use flu. Here it is, North American Union for flu reasons. I mean, it never ends, the covers they use. So my point is, you know, they did try to order 14 million first responders to take smallpox shots. And remember, a bunch of them started dying, so they said no. And then Tommy Thompson wouldn't take it, the head of Health and Human Services. We can say no, but when we have a victory, the enemy then says, oh, where's the martial law? See, this is how they operate. Meanwhile, look at the tyranny. Look at the loss of freedom. Look at all the announcements of NORTHCOM to be on the streets of America and real military checkpoints. Look, you're making some great points. I don't want to go to John, Matthew, Sean, Ronnie, and Cody quickly, but Archangel caller from Pennsylvania, who couldn't get the Obama contest posters printed, he had to shop around. You were finishing up a point. You're right. The enemy is going to press and push and drill and hammer until they do get people to actually fight back. That's why they're having homeland security drills with the Army in Tennessee and Missouri and Texas. Notice the heartland. They're really worried about us. Where militias attack the Army who are, quote, running flu checkpoints. So, see, they know there's going to be families that when the government tries to take their kids are just going to flip out and shoot the troops. It's guaranteed going to happen. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. People try to not do that or avoid that. But what are you going to do when they're grabbing your kids? I mean, I broke the clergy response teams a year and a half before it got declassified. And what were they doing? Training you to take your kids, break up your families. I mean, they really plan on this. And, see, New Orleans was a beta test. Now they want to do bigger beta tests. And then a bigger operation comes after that. But they are planning to get people into firefights with police and military. And I just tell the police and military, they're releasing the flu. They're staging this. There's no doubt. We've had a bunch of virologists and epidemiologists on. All of them but one say it's clearly manufactured. Nyman says, oh, no, it's, you know. And I'm like, well, what about this? What about that? And he never has answers for it. You know, he's saying it's this big doom, huge thing, and they're having their flu season in the other hemisphere, and less than 2,000 people died when normally it's hundreds of thousands. I mean, look, I'm hoping it's all just hype to get you to take vaccines, and then God knows what's in those. What's your take on all this, Archangel?
I believe that part of it is a false flag, and part of it is just to force people to take the shots. We definitely know that the shots...
Exactly, to set the precedent, to set the precedent to get people to take the shots. Go ahead.
Now, they're also, I mean, look, they're taking our rights and freedoms every day. So they're hitting us on all fronts. Okay, they're going to do this all at one time, like they're ramping it up. I'd say August, September, the beginning of October at the first, all this is going to come to pass, what they want to do to us. And look, we have to put aside our partisan differences, as you say, as Americans of all races and creeds of color. We must make this stand together. Now, we are fighting for our lives. We are fighting for our children. We are fighting for our country. We are fighting for our very immortal souls against evil men and women in power, in government, in the corporate structures, in Baxter Pharmaceuticals, in all these places. We have to make this stand now. We have to make it united. We all can't be Alex Jones. We all can't be Archangel, but what we can be is the best men and women we can be and do our part in this fight to save ourselves and our country. We must do it now. This is, I keep telling people, this is not a drill. If we wait, what will happen if we wait? They will take everything we have. Are you going to wait till they knock at your door? We want your guns. Are you going to wait till they knock at the door? Take this shot. No, we must tell them no. We must vehemently oppose them.
I agree. In fact, I think I should make a one sheet with like 10 bullet points in big black ink, but then people won't really pay attention to it. Maybe it goes with a bigger poster of one image saying, read this, with an arrow below it, pointing to the next piece of paper you put under it that gives like 10 bullet points about the swine flu vaccine. And we should have a campaign to get people to not take the shot. Archangel, keep up the great work and God bless you, sir.
Thank you too, sir.
You bet. We appreciate you. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, but I wanted to play this clip from C-SPAN yesterday. And Paul Watson has this from the Sunday edition of the Washington Journal. And they have the Politico writer on. And the lady's going, look, I'm not partisan. And she lays out exactly what all these people are saying. Now, again, it'd be fine if it was partisan people out not wanting this. That's their right. But it's not. It's both Republicans and Democrats being booed off the stage. And I've now discovered it's not just my videos that are exposing that this is nonpartisan. It's other videos exposing that it's nonpartisan that are being taken down all over the web because the establishment is scared, folks. If the American people get together and stop fighting over race and religion and all this and start fighting against the Federal Reserve and the corrupt bankers and figure out how we're being robbed and raped financially. It's over, folks. It's a very small criminal group that owns both parties. The two parties are sick of their bosses and their masters, blackmailing them and all this. They want to shake them off, too. If we ever start thinking about the bankers, this is what Gandhi said to the Indians. Well, it was something like 300 million Indians during his time. It's over a billion now. And he was like, I forget the exact ratio. It was something in some areas like one Brit for every 1,000 Indians, but in some areas for every couple hundred. And he's like, look at you. They play you off against each other. That's why we can't get rid of them. So he traveled the country for 20 years saying, believe in yourself. Don't fight with your neighbors. You know, Hindu and Muslim, stop killing each other. Stop letting them manipulate you. Stop. They're playing you off against each other. That's how the United States took over the Native Americans. The natives would come and say, help me kill my neighbors. Give me part of their land. You get the other half. And then 5 years later, the unified Anglos, it's all tribal. They would then knock off the tribe that they'd help knock off the other tribe. We've got to get sophisticated enough to understand this. Let's go ahead and start the clip. Here she is.
Our last call comes from Leah in Manchester, New Hampshire, on our line for independence. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to clarify a few things about these manufactured, angered crowds. I've never been politically active in my life. I've never done anything like go to a protest, ever. I started going to protest these tea parties back on the 4th of July, and the reason that you're seeing the numbers grow and swell and become bigger and bigger is not only because of the health care legislation, but like you said earlier, all these massive bills, thousands of pages long, that are passed with almost no debate, no time for us to see what's in it, in direct contravention of what was promised about transparency and a new era of we're going to know what we're doing in advance. I see politicians admit on TV that they can't read it and they can't understand it because of its complexity. Lawyers who are writing these bills say they need lawyers to tell them what's in the bill. Now, when I watch the news people stand here and tell me that I am a member of a hired mob and that I've been called up by the Republican Party, they only wish they could have done something like this. I've never been contacted by any organized group. This is an organic movement. And when people stand there and lie to me about what I know is going on, how can I trust them when they tell me it's going to save money when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Your call's coming up. Tons of news.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
We'll be right back.
lady calling in C-SPAN saying it perfectly. We've got it posted in an article that Paul Watson wrote detailing the fact that these are organic. And the media is now having to start to admit that, and they're having to start to admit because it's backfiring on them. They don't want to tell the truth. They've been trying to imply it's Republicans beating people up, and the problem is it's the people getting arrested are the ones attacking the quote, Tea Party people. And the Tea Party were kind of a nucleus, and Glenn Beck and others tried to hijack those, but I've been to these events. The Republicans get booed off the stage, too. And that's the message I've been putting out that's getting removed off YouTube. They do not like it. They are not happy. Because they need to play Republican and Democrat off against each other so we don't look at the elite and go after them. Go ahead and finish her up.
Party. They only wish they could have done something like this. I've never been contacted by any organized group. This is an organic movement. And when people stand there and lie to me about what I know is going on, how can I trust them when they tell me it's going to save money, when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't, that it's going to cover everybody, when the Congressional Budget Office says it isn't, that it's going to let me keep my health care, when common sense tells you that that's not what's going to be the end result of this, when the government ends up providing all the health care, which the man who wrote the bill in the beginning says.
Leah.
Go watch it. Jacob Hacker, who wrote this, says that in time, and President Obama said it, we will all be swallowed up in this government plan. When people lie to us, we don't trust them when they give us platitudes about what's in the bill.
Leah, are you planning to, are there any town halls planned in your area, in your neck of the woods?
No, my congressmen are afraid. Now they won't even come out and meet us face to face. They want to do some phony telephone thing so that we can't judge their facial expressions. We can't say with a follow-up question, I'm sorry, that didn't answer my question. Could you please? And, you know, yes, people are getting angry. That doesn't mean it's fake. It means it's real. And by the way, about the caller who says this is all racial, the only person I've seen that's been attacked, physically attacked, is a black man who was attacked by SEIU, and he says they were black. So I'm getting tired of the race card. I'm getting tired of the lies. I'm getting tired of the media not telling us what's in these bills, but giving us a bunch of Republicans say this and Democrats say that. I don't care.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your call, Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely.
Make that woman a congressperson. See, but that can't happen. We've got to only make government criminals and people on the payroll part of it. And they're scared to death of us getting together. They are scared to death of these facts coming out. They are scared to death. And this is unbelievable. I told you a few weeks ago, I said, watch, they're going to cancel these meetings. And now scores of articles about how they're canceling for security. And why? Because your thugs then beat people up and that backfired. See, first, the White House put out memos. It's in the New York Times and Washington Times saying, go out and get in their face and provide cover for our congresspeople. And if they hit you, hit them twice as hard. But nobody was hitting them. So they went out and beat people up. And now, and not just the black guy, they're beating up women, you name it. The videos are all out there. It's, we'll play some coming up. And so that's backfiring. So they just said, that's it. We cancel the meetings. And they're canceling from New York, New Jersey, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Texas, California. The articles are pouring in to our inboxes, mainstream news, canceling, 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 canceling. And you heard this lady. Her congresspeople have canceled meetings. But Ron Paul's having barbecues with tens of thousands. And, you know, Peter Schiff has a money bomb and 800 and something thousand. Last time I checked, is raised in one day. And, you know, my numbers are exploding. AM and FMs are picking us up. You know, they're owned by private individuals. My numbers on the web, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are just climbing. Infowars is the number one alternative site. Prison Planet's number two. My videos are number one on YouTube, Google, Obama deception, still number one all over the charts. It's 5 months later. I mean, we are just savaging the enemy right now. Because the sleeping giant, if it gets moving, and believe me, it's not even moving yet. We got the giant kind of up in bed going, taking the nightcap off, and the establishment's, And folks, I'm telling you, if we just get the giant up and bring a big black pot of coffee up and go, have some of this. And that's when, here you go, Buster. If the giant's so big and so powerful, the globalist will back off. But if the giant's only halfway awake, they're going to come and confuse the giant. They're going to come over and have a bumblebee land on his nose and sting him and say that the Patriots did it. Try to, me giant, me crush, yeah. We have to, like, educate the giant very, very quickly because the battle has now been joined. And again, they're removing our videos, folks, from YouTube because one of them showed the Joker poster and they said that's racist. You're not allowed to show Obama in a lampooned light. That ancient American convention is now illegal. The right book.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Of the police brutally attacking an Alzheimer's patient. And I see these reports every few days where an autistic person or retarded person is beaten or killed by police. They've had it a couple times in Austin where mentally retarded men are out and the police pull up and say, come here. And they go, you know, I mean, I've actually seen on the news some of the footage. And they'll go, and then start walking away. And the cop just draws down and shoots them right in the back. And then remember, Chicago police 2 weeks ago said, yeah, if you run from us, we're going to shoot you in the back. That was CBS News. And they said, yeah, that's our policy. I mean, it isn't all about you being an authority. The only person you should be shooting in the back is if somebody's got a hostage or if somebody's got a weapon or if somebody's been I think if somebody starts driving recklessly, ramming into other cars in these car chases, I think the police ought to open up on them because that's a deadly weapon. But you get some retarded guy going, no, starts running from the cops, and they just get down on one knee, and it's like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, oh, I mean, that is crazy. That is cold-blooded killing. It's just out of control. But, I mean, just the wanting to use force. And I could see wanting to use some force on some big guy with tattoos all over him going, come on, cop, let's go. Then that's when you're supposed to get your warrior instinct up and want to fight somebody. You're not supposed to want to fight a retarded, you know, 20-year-old. You're not supposed to want to fight an autistic person. You're not supposed to want to fight an 87-year-old. Your instinct as a man or as a woman is to want to fight people that are actually a threat to you. I don't know how to I don't understand it. I mean, I can't even get aggressive with somebody who isn't powerful. I mean, I'm not even wired that way. I mean, I don't understand this system. I don't understand these people because the cops I see tend to enjoy, like all these pro-lifers, I've got videos of them. If they're sitting down on the sidewalk, the cops legally in federal court torture them worse than Abu Ghraib or Camp X-Ray. They take nunchucks and twist their arms till they break with the bones sticking out. We've shown the video. YouTube bans that, by the way. Oh, you can show a beheading video because that's what they want to show. But you show the, and again, how do they get whole police departments in L.A. and it's a couple other states to break men and women's arms and laugh about it? And then the cops get excited after they're beating them and pull out their billy clubs after they see blood. I don't know. You're a different type of animal. I mean, what makes me tick is different from what makes you tick. And I know there are a lot of police that have, you know, good instincts and do actually want to go after bad guys. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't go to 6th Street anymore because 10, 11 years ago, I would go down there just to film Halloween videos, you know, of what people thought politically, asking them questions. And I'd see cops just beat people up for no reason and slam women's heads in the ground. And I started seeing shaved head cops with black gloves looking for a fight and going, you got a problem, punk? And I was just like, I got to get out of here. So, and I rarely went down there to begin with, but the only time I go to 6th Street now is when I get invited by a TV station or radio station. PBS, of all people, wanted me on locally for Austin TV about South by Southwest this year. Some radio stations wanted me down there, and I went down there. But I keep my eyes down and just keep going because the cops are looking for trouble. I mean, I was actually looking around for a bar I was supposed to go in for an interview, and a nice cop walks over and goes, you looking for something? Yeah, it's right over there, just about six down that way. Well, I said, thank you, officer. He went, oh, you bet. Have a great day. That was a person who wants honor on the badge. That's a person who wants to build up his position as a peace officer and work with the community, not the guys that are just like bouncers who decided to become cops who got an attitude. I'll tell you another reason I don't go down to the Bar District of Austin, because there are some good restaurants down there, is it was bouncers too. I remember in college taking dates down there, and you'd be walking through and just showing your ID, and a big guy would go, feeling tough tonight, huh, punk? How about you make a move? And I'd see him do it to me and to other people, and I wouldn't even get mad. I would like, is this a joke? You know, but these are guys on steroids who can't get women, or even if they can, they can't perform, and they've got attitudes, and they're in a position where legally they can beat you up and get away with it, so they're looking for a fight. Meanwhile, the bankers are ripping him off. The system's scamming him. All the nerds. See, this is the nerds rule. The globalists are nerds into science and facts and studying how humans operate and how to manipulate us. And they're all, oh, you're a big bouncer. Oh, I control whole mercenary armies. See, that's their attitude to you, the big bouncer, and you work for them. You're just the thug they use. They laugh at you. I mean, these guys, like the White House science czar, I know their mindset. I've read their writings. When they see the thugs that protect them, they think, hello, good morning. Oh, you're drinking your fluoride and taking your shots and her brain damage. And they look at you like they're examining you. And it's a dominant power trip. See, the bouncer likes to act tough at the bar. Not all bouncers, but I'm saying, you know, these thug ones. Just like a thug cop wants to act that way. Not all cops, but the bad ones. People always do straw man attacks and say, I hate all unions, I hate all cops, I hate all bouncers. No, I don't hate all jail guards. I'm talking about the sadomasochistic ones that are into being thugs and pressing on the nerve of raw power. And the point I wanted to make is the scientific dictators, they're into acting very homely and very weak and, you know, very Emperor Palpatine. Oh, I just want to help. Oh. And that's what they're doing. And they just enjoy they love going into crowds of people and seeing everyone they're drugging, everyone they're diseasing, everyone they're implanting with cancer viruses, everyone they're sterilizing. It's just a quiet sort of enjoyment. And they even write about this, about the satisfaction helping the earth. So all you tough guys need to get tough. And actually, instead of acting tough at bars, you know, and tough at the club or tough at work, why don't you get tough for your family and humanity and become real men? Why don't you cops that like beating people up become real men? See, because the system you love that's given you this petty power is punking you. And this show is about not being punked. You understand? It's about really being a human being, really being straight and strong. Does that mean we have all the answers? No. But we got guts, and guts is enough, and we're taking action. And we're committed. We're following this road wherever it goes. You understand? The road goes straight into the New World Order. Boom! We're not stopping. We're committed. We're accelerating. We're giving it the gas. Full throttle. Ah! You understand that? It's a good feeling. And a lot of you got one chance to really live and one chance to do what's right. You're meant to be a warrior for liberty. You're meant to stand up for strength. You're meant to be educated and informed. They also train guys that being informed and being knowledgeable is wimpy. Well, you don't know about history and real warriors, do you? You are in a sick, arrested development culture. Get out of it. All right, I said I'm taking calls, and I promise, the start of the next hour, not even the eight after, I'm going into the master plan, New World Order, the revolution. Which way is it going to go? The crossroads, all of this. But I got some clips I want to play and some calls. So let's take a few calls right now. Matthew in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Nothing, man. I just want to tell you about, I ran into a Freemason, and he told me to read some books, and he said, like, to become a Freemason, not that I wanted to become a Freemason or anything, he said, read William Cooper's To Behold a Pale Horse. I think it was Defrauding America by Ralph Emerson. And I just wanted to let you know, Ralph... Rush Limbaugh, he told America that William Cooper was dangerous, and he was one of the dangerous radio hosts. I just want you to be careful, man. Love you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Look, I'm not in the business of getting in fights with William Cooper. But people tried to set him up against me because he did some jealousy broadcasts, and most people that attack me aren't government agents. They're mad. And he started saying that I was more popular than him. I never heard his radio show. Never heard it. And you can go back to my early TV shows. You know, I was citing G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul. Those were the people. If you see those first shows, I was pretty close to a mainline Republican. Kind of like Republicans today that are starting to get into Ron Paul. That was about the level I was at. I mean, I knew about the Federal Reserve. I knew about global banks. I knew about monopoly capitalism. I knew socialism and fascism were controlled by the banks. I'd read Gary Allen's, you know who woke me up? It's Gary Allen. It's Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, you know, published that book. He paid for it. That's who woke me up. And so I wasn't into UFOs. I've never covered UFOs. That's not me. He was a UFOologist. That's what he did. And he was on WBCQ that no one can hear in Texas. And by the time after I'd interviewed him, trying to help him out when I heard the IRS was after him, the age of the internet had begun, people said, hey, you better know who this guy is. Here are audio recordings of him attacking you. So I was sent cassette tapes that were recorded off shortwave that I could barely understand. So I didn't really listen to much of it. I popped one in and he said that I'm a transvestite that wears, ruby nipple rings, and I thought it was a joke. And then I finally read the Behold a Pale Horse I've been mailed. I've been mailed a lot of them, and it was it said that Jesus was sacrificed by aliens, and there were holograms and flying saucer submarines, and I mean, I couldn't get through it. And so I'm forced to just explain to people that William Cooper could attack me all he wanted to. And that's fine. It was all just because Genesis put my show on at night and he flipped out. Now, since then, I've heard a lot of it and thought I was going up against him. I had never heard him. I don't have time to listen to cassette tapes people send me. One time driving up to Waco to build the memorial church for those that died, I popped it in the cassette in my Tahoe and was just like, you know, I mean, those recordings are out there. You know, he said I was at a public event being given an award dressed as a transvestite and Jesus is an alien. I mean, this was just, and Jesus was being filmed with aliens, holograms. I mean, just lunatic, crazy. I mean, just lunatic nuts. I had no idea. And I was talking to Jason Burmis about this the other night. He goes, yeah, he went and printed it up, actually. In fact, get Jason's here. And I cleaned off the desk. Get him to print the passages where aliens filmed Jesus being crucified by the other aliens. I mean, folks, you know, if that, it's just so crazy to me that that's what COINTELPRO used to try to discredit me. Is that guy who everybody I talked to said that you would call him up and he would just start screaming and cussing at you. And he was well known for that. And just so out of his mind that I don't think he was an agent, though. I think he was a complete lunatic. And, you know, I cover real issues, things I can prove, documented facts I can cover. And I don't like speaking ill of the dead. But from the grave, that guy attacks me. And, I mean, have people really looked? I mean, it's like that there's some, what's his name? See, I haven't seen much of it, but I've got YouTube hooked up to a TV set in my garage. And for about a week or two, I was addicted to watching videos attacking me so I could run and watch them and laugh. But there's a guy... I forget his name. He writes books about the Vatican running everything. And I've exposed the Vatican. I talk about other foreign world government and New World Order and all this. But no, he says I'm a Vatican assassin agent. It'll pop my head in a minute. And I'm this super evil guy and all this stuff with no evidence, no proof. And then I actually went and watched him. And he said that Catholic priests doing black magic, fire atom bombs, and that they drop them out of flying saucers on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, this is the most howling at the moon, lunatic stuff. And then I get emails the few times I've mentioned that saying, yes, it's true, and you're an evil devil, and you know how to create A-bombs. I mean, these people, are, and they mean it, folks. I know how to go zzzz, A-bomb, power, and I mean, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Anyways, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, we're going off down side issues now. I just get sad for people that spend the majority of their time believing these people. And look, I have nothing against Jewish people. I even have Jewish friends who are really nice, great people, and went to college with Jewish friends. I had an Iraqi friend in high school and college, too. You know, Iraqis are nice people, had black friends, have black friends. But they Photoshop my head and say it's real on somebody's body and then put me next to a Jewish lady and put me in a photo with rabbis and say it's real. And people say, respond to this. This is your Jewish wedding. It's not true. I mean, you know, I can't spend all day responding to this. Look, I'm not into holograms of Jesus being crucified. I'm not into flying submarines. I'm not into chupacabras. And I'm not bashing people that are. They can be into that all day. But I am who I am. I am what I say I am. And I'm faithful to everybody, 110%, I'm the real deal, just like you're the real deal. And you're meant to get confused and spend all your time and energy wondering if I'm real or not so that you wonder if you're real instead of going out and taking action, warning people, getting involved, going to these county commissioner meetings, city council meetings, when your congressman comes to town, everything I've been saying to show that we, the majority, don't agree with the issues. I try to cover actual issues and trends. Instead, half of our movement spends their time talking about me and whether I'm real or not. And that's great if I was just a Hollywood star and it was whether I was on the tabloids or not. But it's bad. So it's good for me overall, because any publicity is good publicity, but it's bad for the overall awakening that you're not out there doing positive, meaningful, real work, that you're caught up in Operation Chaos, that you're caught up. That's a real FBI program still going on today to get us all fighting. So I hate saying bad things about Mr. Cooper, but it's just the truth. He wrote this stuff, and I influenced him clearly to get more credible now that I've researched it, because his UFO stuff wasn't working and always changing his stories about the aliens and stuff and the meetings and wild stuff. And then he changed all the story down the road and became the big patriot leader, and he's going to fight the New World Order, and he's the only leader, and everybody else is full of baloney, and nobody's good but him. Remember that? Because, again, and I think he went crazy. But I've seen local talk show hosts that have 10,000 listeners go crazy. They can't handle the power. Me, I become more humble as we gain momentum. So I trust in God. We'll take more calls when we get back. Next hour coming up, huge blitz of key info. Stay with us.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
If you notice, I get good activists, people that are doing good work on, and I edify them. I build them up. That's what I've always attempted to do. But a lot of people just see this as turf and try to tear down others. And so I'm the biggest thing in the anti-New World Order movement there is in the world now. There's no debating that. And I'm not, it's been that case for about 5-6 years, and we haven't liked to say it, but it's really undisputed now. And so we're going to get attacked. And so people need to know that. So I just say, don't even defend us out there on the web. Don't waste your time. Wake up new people. Warn them about the vaccines. Warn them about the New World Order. Warn them about the fluoride, the chemtrailing. We had giant rain clouds forming low level all over Central Texas yesterday. And here came the jets spraying the chemtrails at low level, blocking them, dissipating them, knocked them all out. They killed them. And so we're in a record drought. And the White House admits it. Head of eco-science, John Holdren, says they're doing it to save you. But when you actually read a State Department Memorandum 200 and other publications that he and Henry Kissinger wrote, they say they'll use weather weapons to make people starve and food as a weapon and war and famine. They're doing it. I wanted to get into that. He just comes out and goes, oh, we're going to terraform to save the planet from the sun. It's the big enemy now with their geoengineering. See, we expose all this. We say it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide. All these years from the test, all these medical scientists, researchers, chemists do it. Universities do studies and then found out, oh, our very universities involved with the feds and the Department of Energy and other governments spraying it. We even have their flight plans now. We even have the research. I mean, this is becoming mind-blowing, the information we're discovering. I mean, that's what I mean. We can't be fighting over Alex Jones, whether I'm good, bad, or whether or not I'm a clown. The point is, it's about the issues. And we don't have time to screw around, folks. They've stolen $23.7 trillion and counting. They're stealing money worldwide, not just here. That's only in the U.S., they're planning to really bring in tyranny to get away with their heist. We got to reach out and wake folks up. All right, before I go back to your calls, let me get to some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying out of his own money, from his own pocket, to be able to offer you this deal, so it won't last forever. So listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp or military drills and structure attitudes, frontsight.com, FRONTSIGHT.com, frontsight.com. Check it out today. And lastly, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the wonderful folks where I've chosen to get my storable foods. We don't have to remind you that the globalists will use food as a weapon, and you won't ever stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. It is essential that everybody have high-quality storable foods. This is massively, at least 55% under grocery store prices, under grocery store prices. This is life insurance you can eat. Will be more valuable than gold if stuff completely breaks down, which we hope isn't happening, but this is an insurance policy. Feed you tomorrow at half the cost of yesterday's prices with all the inflation that's coming. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. With all this flu stuff coming up, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. It's good to have storable foods. You can stay indoors if you need to. EatFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. What's going to happen is calls at the bottom of the next hour, because for 30 minutes, I'm breaking down the revolution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I am going to go to your phone calls one after the other in the last 30 minutes of the show. Right now, I want to go over the news and break down a couple key points of where this police state is going. In this revolution, it is important that we keep our heads about us. It is important that we not get sucked into violence, because the establishment wants that, and it is essential in what they're doing that they divide the left and right, black and white, and down so many other lines. Man from woman, liberal from conservative, libertarian from socialist. And we can all agree to disagree. The issue is we're being looted and robbed by offshore banks. Big government is their tool to extract our wealth and to use regulations to shut down their competition and to empower their select corporations. And the Democratic leadership is running around all over television and the media saying that anyone that protests health care is a racist and is a criminal and is a terrorist. And they're now canceling their town halls, saying it's too dangerous. So the message is we're terrorists. And that's all over the news. AP reports health care outburst foreshadow a hot August. Loud outburst, hot tempers, and pleas for civility at town hall meetings around the country Saturday foreshadowed a long, hot August for Democratic lawmakers returning home face resistance to proposals to reform the nation's costly healthcare system. This is another hoax by the AP. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I've probably seen 20 videos the last 2 weeks, and I'm not even looking for them. I mean, it's more than that. I saw 4 or 5 last night in my inbox. I sent them to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson and Steve, but they're so busy, I don't even know if they posted them all. It's everywhere. Of Republicans being booed off the stage. I've seen 3 videos of Cornyn being booed. I've seen videos of Kay Bailey Hutchinson being booed. I've seen videos of Governor Perry being booed. That's just where I live in Austin, Texas. Now, Democrats go out. Lloyd Doggett goes out and gets booed. He mailed letters to his constituents. That's who was there. The whole crowd, you can see the crowd in the video, maybe 9 out of 10 are booing him and yelling at him. There is like 10% looking puffy going, stop it. And they turn around and face the crowd with Doggett. Stop it, stop it. Or it may be his staffers. But the point is, the people are mad. Everybody knows that. You're mad. I'm mad. This claim that none of us are mad and it's all staged, that's targeting sheeple. Because sheeple only go off what the rest of the herd, the rest of the lemmings are doing. And so when they see people waking up and getting angry and talking about ending the Fed and fighting the New World Order, which is now the big buzz, they can't set the agenda anymore. They can't just make it about whatever they want. They can't just make it about You know, it's racist to talk bad about Obama, or it's racist to not be for the gun control bills. I mean, for 6-7 months, they've been saying the bills don't exist, and then people found all the bills and found out it was true. Vicious anti-Second Amendment. So that blew up in their face. What's happened is this administration came in with a bunch of former Clinton and Bush people, lied more than Bush or Clinton ever did. It's hard to believe Obama's even worse than both those jokers. I mean, this guy really is a con artist. He really is punking everybody, but he's a puppet himself. So his approval rating's gone from the mid-80s to the mid-40s now. It's dropping like a rock, just boom, every week. And they're panicking. And people are mad. I mean, all these bills, cap and trade, socialist health care, they tried to pass it in the House without a vote, but then the session ended. And the new talking point is, oh, there's not even a health care bill to debate. Yeah, because it's gone back to conference, but we have what the bill said. We've gone over it. So, well, the big issue is, how are they going to hit and attack those of us that want liberty and freedom and are exposing them? And how should we respond to that and deal with that? And what should we expect to see in the next few months? Because the country is going into revolution. We're in the beginning stages right now. The establishment is going to move to block it. I can tell you the different tactics they're going to use. I don't know exactly how they're going to use them.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm breaking down the fact that we're now in the beginning stages of revolution. We're now in it. It's now here. There's no doubt all the indicators, all the points of data are there. The establishment knew. Oh, this is so essential. The establishment knew all of this was coming, has been pre-positioning, preparing, building, what is at least a trillion-plus dollar infrastructure, the entire Homeland Security, the entire, it's more than a trillion, actually. The defense budget is over a trillion a year, but they're focusing much of the Homeland Security, Department of Defense infrastructure into suppressing the United States. In fact, I saw a cartoon this weekend, meant to send it to you guys. I forget where I saw it. And it showed a map of the United States with Canada and Mexico to the north and south with giant artillery cannons swung around on the borders, all aiming into the country. Fortress America, I believe, was the headline. It was a big cartoon for a newspaper. So I just see so much great stuff. But the point is that it shows all the cannons. None of them swung out. They're all swung in. But see, that's what Homeland Security and this new Pentagon system is worldwide. They're not just exporting weapons and systems now. They're exporting how governments suppress their people and how to build the biometric national ID card grids, how to federalize local police, how to put in this MIT-designed face scanning camera, license plate scanning system like Eagle Eye, that movie. People kept saying, watch Eagle Eye, watch Eagle Eye. I bought it, watched it when I jogged this weekend on the treadmill in two parts, and that is exactly the surveillance isn't that level yet, but it's probably 60% of that. And they're trying to wire everything in to these new grids so that it can be that bad. But it's not going to be some computer like the HAL 9000 going after people. It's going to be humans in control of those AI systems where just a few people, a very small group, because they write about this and talk about this, can implement giant operations, whole wars, Operation Guillotine. I told you this long before I saw the movie Eagle Eye. Operation Guillotine is a real operation. That's what's so crazy about this movie. But it's a Pentagon plan to decapitate governments worldwide in a matter of minutes. When I've seen in congressional documents, it's called, they reference Pentagon plans to decapitate multiple world leaders simultaneously. And decapitate is guillotine. So, and that's what Homeland Security is it is a, it puts America in a decapitator. It puts all the governors, the senators, the House members, the legislative key members. I mean, this is admitted in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They publicly have put the government in a guillotine, and they're transferring the power to corporate entities and mercenary entities. Remind me to cover the Blackwater. It's so horrible. I kind of mentally blocked it out for a week now and haven't really covered it properly because I've just been researching it, and it's just got... They're operating all around us. I mean, these people are literally out of the bowels of hell. And it's a macho culture where they're into one-upping each other on how evil they are. Whew, man, look out. It's easy to be evil, fools. It's hard to be good. I just... You read about what they do to those Iraqi children. What they do back home with their wives. Of course, Mr. Prince's wife died young, didn't she? But hey, Henry VIII, what do you do? I just, you see, it's a synthesis. The most evil people are competing with each other for the power, so you get the most horrible mutation of evil in power. You understand that, folks? That's what's bad about corruption. It isn't cute. More and more I realize any form of corruption is bad. Any form of evil is bad. And I'm not on some high horse. I'm not perfect. But now I understand. You know, they bring you up to think that evil and corruption is like cute and funny and the devil's fun and he's got good-looking girls with him. That isn't the case, folks. The devil wants your butt dead, deader than a hammer. If you don't believe in the devil, it's a spirit. It's an idea. It's manifesting through human beings. The devil likes burning cities and dead babies. The devil likes the stench of rotten flesh. The devil likes terror in innocence. And we have conjured it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what all these TV shows, fantasizing about torturing people's kids, millions of Americans and Europeans watching it, fantasizing, going into role-playing mentally. Your subconscious is taking that on as real. When you watch movies like Hostel, and you watch movies like The Saw and all of this, and the good guy tortures people to show them that they deserve it. You see, this is psych warfare programming, and you have now become a monster. So we're now seeing that they tried to poison us intellectually and spiritually so we'd be weak. I love the parable of, if you can't understand it, for some of you out there on fluoride and Prozac and you know who watch 5 hours of TV a day and can't even understand me, go rent the movie Pinocchio. It's a Walt Disney special. The New York Times will quote me as saying Pinocchio's real. That's not what I'm saying. It's an analogy. They'll build a straw man, but that's fine. It's what my enemies did. Pinocchio, they bring you in, they give you some beer, they give you a pool table, they tell you, yeah, knock some windows out, have some fun, and then you turn into jackasses, into donkeys, to then be loaded on a ship taken to a slave island. And then Monstro comes along and the rest is history, the whale. Almost symbolizing judgment. See, it was actually the judgment that actually, the destruction that actually allowed them to get out of the slave ship. Very, very deep. I mean, you know, I mean, big messages in that film. And after that, most of the messages are really destructive and bad. But you got the young kid and, you know, Pinocchio, he's out for his first time and the scam artists come over and go, huh, hello, come with me, my friend, you know, see the world. And the weasel and the fox take him over to the, you know, corrupt scam artist, you know, gypsy guy at the carnival, and they use him. See, rebelling against his dad, he thought, oh, dad just didn't want me to have fun. He went from one bondage to bondage again. And that's how this really works. Because once you give in to the spirit of pettiness and mindlessness and corruption, and believe me, we all struggle against it every day, it now blinds you. It makes you weak. It sucks you into a very destructive culture, and you become a slave. Myself included. You know, I end up here at the office making bad jokes, not really dirty jokes, but, you know, jokes about people, and I'm even trying to stop that. I'm really trying to focus my mind on what I'm doing and how I'm behaving, and it's helping me become a better person and opening up my mind. And I said I was talking about revolution here. Revolution is an individual action. It happens inside. And you want to bring down the New World Order, stop fighting with your wife, even if they're wrong and in your face. It'll stop when you not giving in to them, not going along, not being cowed or dominated, but when you stop even playing along with it and lovingly stop it. Same thing with your husband. Same thing in this whole culture. And the establishment wants us fighting with each other. They want to eradicate the family. In hundreds of government textbooks we have that we've listed and covered and posted in articles at Infowars.com, like eco-science. I got the New York Times saying children are bad for the earth and thus families are bad. New York Times, Friday. I mean, this message is there. You're seeing it. You watch TV and read the newspaper. Everything that's good and decent is competition to them because the good will stand up against them. So they know to have total consolidation of power. For power's sake, they've got to make you evil. They've got to put that their virus of evil into you so that you break down and so they can control you. I mean, this is, even if you're not a spiritual person, even if you don't believe in a creator or believe in these laws of the universe, they're real, folks. They're real. I mean, this is going on. They traffic in men's souls. They know what they're doing. And so they know we're on the edge of revolution, going into revolution with people everywhere angry. City councils, county commissioners, water districts, school boards. They're all being screamed down. People are mad, period. They know criminals are running things. They're angry. They know no matter who they vote in, it only gets worse. It gets worse under Clinton, worse under Bush, worse under Obama. On and on and on and on. They know it's a scam. They're just now starting to figure out more details. They're starting to get informed. They're finding out a private bank owns the money supply and runs the country. They're getting angry. Look at how they tried to demonize Ron Paul a year and a half ago and said he's a terrorist, his supporters are terrorists, he's dangerous, he's a racist. But notice that failed, and so now they try to embrace him. but still demonizing the movement. They're going to fail demonizing the movement against the New World Order now and try to embrace it just enough to camouflage themselves. And they're doing that now. They're doing that now. But they also have people in their own system that actually are on our side that are trying any way they can to rebel. So something wonderful is happening. Something beautiful is happening. Something very, very serious is happening. Something massively historical is happening. And so I have no doubt these are the type of things they're going to do. They're going to have some shootings at these demonstrations. In Italy, it'll end up being a mental patient who'd been in the army who they release. Guaranteed it'll be a hypnosis setup. I think that's in the cards. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's the kind of thing I'd look for. They're going to have more thugs beating people up. They may even hire. They got a lot of convicted felons who will go beat people up, get put in jail, and even take the rap for 50 grand under the table because they know they'll just get a few months in county. They are, well, I'm going to continue breaking down how they're going to counter us and then how we need to be ready to counter them. When we get back on the other side, then your phone call's coming up. And I'm going to play this video of him beating up an 87-year-old woman. And a lot more. Disaster recovery CEO characterizes InfoWars as a group of crazies on flu pandemic.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Look, the revolution against tyranny is simple. Get out there, get active, get vocal. Go to the town hall meetings, go to county commissioner meetings, go to city council. Go get an Access TV show, get a radio show, start a newsletter, put flyers up. Doesn't have to be the flyers we tell you to put out. Just getting up off our butts, getting out there, getting involved, talking to neighbors. Let's say you're listening to me on AM and FM station or internet or satellite. Tell people at grocery stores. Tell people at red lights. I mean, if I'm listening to a show I like on a local station that carries my show, I roll the window down at red lights, go, hey, bro, how you doing? Some cool stuff on 90.1. Or I'll be driving into work on Sunday, and I'll roll down the window almost every week now. I make myself do it. And it gets fun. You build these liberty muscles. And I go, hey, tune into 590 AM in about 45 minutes. You're going to hear something really interesting on there. Remember. And I just, you say it like it's fun, because it is fun, kicking the butt of the New World Order. And we start explaining to people, we start going to all the town halls, not even to demonstrate, but to go there to videotape and sit back. And it's like fishing. You're going to catch him shoving people and hitting people and making bribes. I've seen bribes. Every time I go down to the Capitol, it breaks into local news. There's so much corruption. They'll be in the halls going, 100, 200, 300, 400. That's your payment for your testimony. I'm like, I mean, it's like a movie. They're so corrupt. They're in the halls paying people off. They're that corrupt. Famous case. We played the video here of it. I mean, that's just me going around with a video camera, folks. Every time I go to the Capitol, something happens. Go to the Capitols. Go sign in. Go into the Capitol. Go sit outside their office. When they walk out, walk up and say, sir, please stop selling us out of the New World Order. Please audit the Fed. We know about the offshore banks. Go to the state houses. That's the revolution. What I keep saying week after week, month after month, year after year. But know then that the big revolution is the info war. You got to videotape. You got to get digital pen recorders as backup. You got to buy a $200 video camera. They're cheap. You can buy some decent ones for like $150 now that shoot pretty good video. You know, little cameras got an SD card. Just check the quality. Start using, you know, I use YouTube even though it censors and bad because it's the big site. YouTube is bigger than all video sites combined. So why am I there? Because that's where why did Bonnie and Clyde rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Why am I on YouTube? That's where the people are. And then we use that as a giant feeder to feed the thousands of other websites. You understand? So get active. For the first time today, go do a YouTube video. Figure it out. If you don't know how to use a computer, get your grandson over. Get your neighbor over. Pay the young guy next door. You're 79 years old, don't know how to use your computer other than emailing your grandkids. But you got the money to buy a new computer. Let's say the teenager comes over and says, well, your computer isn't good enough. Start paying the guy, the 18-year-old or 17-year-old or 15-year-old, $20 an hour once a day to set up the video cam and upload it to your YouTube channel. Or do it once a week. Just do it. Do it. And if 50 people see the video you do, a couple thousand of you do that, it's going to reach tens of thousands, and your video might be seen by a million people. You never know. It's the effort. It's getting in the game. I'll guarantee you this about boxing. If you go and join Golden Gloves when you're, 12 years old, and the first time you get knocked in the head, you give up, you're never going to become a good boxer, and you're certainly not going to be in good shape. But you keep going on, keep fighting. You're going to get better, even if you're not going to be exceptional. Same thing. First time you get on a bicycle, you're going to fall off, probably going to skin your knee, but 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 tries maybe. It took me 15, 20 tries of falling off the bicycle. Took a couple weeks to get off the training wheels. But the issue is if you never got on the bike, I mean, I know this is simple. Beating the New World Order is like going out to a bicycle you never got on, and we're like a nation of adults that never got on a bicycle. And the media is saying it's radical, it's terrorist to get on a bicycle, it's dangerous to go to a town hall, it's bad. See, they're also saying the town halls are dangerous and bad, and there we now discovered are provocateuring at these events because they want to scare kind of mainline timid people from, well, I was thinking about going and telling them what I thought, but those sound dangerous. Let me tell you what's dangerous. Dangerous is letting these foreign corporations that got private mercenary armies running things. Let me tell you what's dangerous. The New World Order is dangerous. Letting them put poison in the water to sterilize you, as they admit they're doing. I mean, think of the magnitude. They admit they're terraforming. They're creating the droughts. That's a lot more scary than going to some town hall where people are yelling and screaming. Go become an American. Become a free person. Not just an American. Everybody stands up to tyranny. Go become a human being. Instead of watching TV, they want you at your job and then watching your TV that brainwashes you and keeps you in line. Get up, get out in the streets, get involved. And that's how we're going to win this thing and expose the feds to the terrorists they are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
No, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Sean, Ronnie, Cody, Grant, and Eric to at least get to those calls. I've been promising for days to cover this, so I will. And I'm going to cover more in the next few days about the revolution. You know, I can be here all positive saying everybody's waking up and people want to abolish the Fed and Last week, 75% wanted to abolish. A new poll came out, 81%. I mean, it's getting exciting right now. But I'm telling you, they're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. But if we're aware of the rabbit coming out of the hat, the stage terror, whatever they're going to use to psychologically get us to all get scared and get back under the government's control, if we can preempt them by getting the word out about stage terror, stage crises, and catch them and videotape them, we've already caught them quite a few times the last week, staging fights, punching people in the nose, then telling the media that the anti-Obama people did it. A few more of these, they're cooked. See, that's the thing. People know their tricks now. And the people, the Tea Parties, are calling into radio and TV and going, hey, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Or even if they're a Republican, they're saying, I'm mad at Republicans too. I am genuinely mad about this. And of course, we've gone over the health care bill repeatedly. I got to cover that some more this week. I mean, this thing is horrible. Look, they know Obama and the Republicans lie about everything. The jig is up. Before I go to your calls and get into this Blackwater thing, I haven't done a plug yet for the InfoWars.com secure online video bookstore shopping cart. It's got the Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm. I don't know. We're adding new books and videos by other great authors every week. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of great videos and books. And now it's got to be over 40 T-shirts and ball caps and other things there. Like the Gadsden flag. Talk about great gear. It's got InfoWars.com on the back. Got a whole bunch of these in last week. We had sold out of them. And a whole bunch of, the Obama as the Joker. More of those came in. We sold out last week. More just came in. We've got an Obama fascism, Obama New World Order. In fact, I should run in there and grab one of them, come show folks on air. We've got Obama, InfoWars.com, and on the back it says, in the Fed. Another version says, stop the criminal. Another version says, wake up before it's too late, InfoWars.com. These T-shirts, I've never had a T-shirt anywhere near this hot. We also have the Gadsden flag T-shirt that people really like. I wore that when I played the part of the Joker, when I went out and talked to Austin Police. That's up on the Alex Jones channel. And that was all done to promote the contest we're having, and tomorrow I got to remember to collate a bunch of these videos and play them here. People all over Europe, the United States, Canada, they're in Walmarts. They're, which I didn't tell people to do, but only do legal stuff. They're everywhere putting up the Joker posters with InfoWars.com under them. And we're going to, that runs through Friday, send it to contests at InfoWars.com after you put it up on YouTube. It's very, very exciting. I recommend you also upload it to another video site somewhere, but if you can't or don't have the time, that's fine. But they might, you know, erase it. They're erasing. They're very afraid of this Obama Joker image. And they say it's racist. They're taking it down. That's why I decided to have the contest, because they say it's racist. And if we let them start saying, hey, that Gadsden hat's racist, or, oh, you don't want to turn your guns in, that's racist. That's what they're doing now. Or, oh, you don't like a bologna sandwich, that's racist. What, you don't like Italians? I mean, it's becoming this crazy thing now where, I don't think I want Mexican food today. Oh, you don't like Mexicans. Or I don't think I want to go eat German food today. I had sauerkraut last night. Oh, you don't like Germans. I mean, it's a mental illness level of where you can't say or do anything. Actually, getting hungry thinking about Mexican food and German food now. They ought to have a German-Mexican fusion. That'd be the most baller restaurant ever, man. Can you imagine that? Anyways, it's a good idea. Somebody's going to open one now. But anyway, imagine some sauerkraut on some beef and cheese enchiladas. All right, side issue. Cuban food's almost like a cross between German and Spanish, but side issue. Had a lot of pork, a lot of potatoes, now I'm getting hungry here. Look, I got to get to your calls. The issue here is go to InfoWars.com. Part of the revolution is also supporting other revolutionaries to get our republic back. We're revolting against the offshore banks that came in and took over our nation. So we're a counter-revolution, really. But the establishment sees us as a revolution. So that's really it. Be active. Every day, tell your email list, your friends, your family about good radio shows like this one. Spread the word. Get involved. Call Congress. You know, just and let them know, hey, we're not taking your flu shot. By the way, I got to say this. Dr. Dean Adell, who I've had on before, we're going to get him back on if he'll do it. I heard him yesterday driving into the office because he's on the same station as me here locally. He is just going absolutely all out now with propaganda. He was saying, if you don't take the MMR, if you don't take the whooping cough shot, your child is going to gasp for air and horribly, brutally die. And you ought to watch the videos online of children dying of whooping cough, gasping. And if you don't take the flu shot, they're going to die. And you need to ask the school what percentage of the parents are kids are vaccinated. And if the kids aren't vaccinated at that school, you need to sue those parents that don't vaccinate. And we need to arrest these parents. And it needs to be illegal. Oh, the hoax isn't working, that it was the law to take the vaccines. There's all these articles where they're saying, oh, it's terrible, the New York Times. There are some counties in Northern California, highly educated, highly informed, the liberals finally woke up. Look out. Where 70%+, he was reading the statistics. I saw the article on InfoWars Friday. We had a link to it. I think it said 76%, a whole group of counties where they don't take the vaccine. And then he was going, they need to arrest those parents. They need to arrest them. They need to sue them. Why, your kids are going to get sick because theirs aren't vaccinated. Hey, Dr. Dean, if the kids have had the MMR and the anthrax and the smallpox and the hepatitis A, B, and C and the Gardasil and the 70-plus, people correct me, it's not 60-plus they now try to force, it's 70. And they're saying within 2 years it'll be over 100. We're talking almost every day a new shot. Oh, school time, here's your shot. That's totally normal. And all the times vaccines have killed people. Look, I'm sure they can make a clean, good vaccine that wouldn't kill people deader than a hammer. And I believe in immunization if it was run by angels. But studies show it's causing autoimmune problems. We're not designed to have this stuff injected into us. It's kind of like antibiotics work, but now it's made all these super flesh-eating bacterias and is making it 10 times worse. You should use it very sparingly, but the vaccine makers make new ones all the time. They need to give it to somebody to make money. They come and lobby to do it. I mean, what? Can I stop at 100 shots a year? Oh, no, I'm sorry, 200. Oh, then 300. Then 365. How about 5,000 shots? You know, instead, oh, that's what Brave New World's like, that the actual eugenicist, that book's based on reality. That's what Aldous Huxley wrote. Well, you can actually read The Brave New World, written by the White House science czar, eco-science. In fact, have Aaron bring a few stacks of the books in here because people need to see this. I ought to do a YouTube video. You ought to see my house. Just what's come in the last 2 weeks is giant stacks of evil books because we're getting the actual quotes out of them. But I don't have time to pull all these quotes, video it all, and put it in the film because I'm busy doing the radio. I'm not complaining either. It's just I've got too much evidence, too much evil. You know, Tarpley finally scanned the whole book. He's a speed reader. It was worse than we even thought. We got him coming back on tomorrow for part two about this. The point is they're trying to terrorize people now. And absolutely, if your kid's using intravenous drugs or sharing needles or having a bunch of sexual partners, they can get hepatitis. Why are they giving babies that? They're not going to be on heroin or having sexual partners. What's the biggest one-time exposure ever? School lunch program, 1996. Over 9,000 children contracted hepatitis from the school lunch program from berries grown in Mexico sprayed with fresh human feces. Oh, honeypots work just fine, as they're called in Germany, if you let it brew for months. But you don't put live, fresh human feces on food. It'll kill you. It'll give you diseases. It'll give you salmonella. It'll give you hepatitis. It'll give you all sorts of stuff. I know that's radical, but eating fresh crap is not good for you. Just going to be honest. It's a fine fertilizer. People done it for thousands of years, but you got to let it rot. And it's got to be mixed in with other stuff. There is a way to do it. Side issue. The point is that Mexico sprays live crap, fresh crap, hours after it goes down. They don't even have toilets in most of the places. Right after it goes in the stream, look at these books. Tarpley has even more. Come on in here. I mean, this is just the stuff that came in last week. Well, there's Brave New World, the Cassandra Conference. We've got this one here, A Strategic Defense in the Future of the Arms Race. And we got another one here, Global Ecology. This is Holdren and Ehrlich. Man in the Ecosphere. I mean, we just got stacks of these. I know you've got stacks at home. I mean, they just go on and on. Aaron, just a quick question. We're going to calls. Have I even scratched the surface of what's in eco-science?
Not at all. And Holdren's tried to distance himself from these writings, but it's decade after decade.
We have C-SPAN of him saying it in 96. Oh, I'm sorry, you bastard. We have you.
He has dozens of books, and the ones he's worked on other books, too. I mean, it's a whole career. It's absurd.
This guy is like, I don't know, think of somebody that writes, football books, who's written 30 football books. It's what he does. He talks about how to poison you and take your kids. I mean, he's a psychopathic demon. He's worse than the worst James Bond villain. He is the James Bond villain from Moonraker. Let's pull up the James Bond villain from Moonraker. Let's Google that. You know, the mad scientist, industrialist who wants to kill the majority of the planet.
Yeah,
those movies are based on real people, folks. He is the Moonraker villain. And you find out they all have this view. This is the majority view, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, it's the dominant view going back to the 1900s eugenics.
You had more than this. Just last week I saw like four stacks of books.
Those are just the Holdrens right there.
No, I wanted all the eugenics books. Tell folks how many Tarpley books you've got.
Well, Tarpley had another four or five when we went to interview him. And I know I've seen the list. There's just like probably dozens and dozens of books.
Yeah, no, I had my wife order. I didn't count. Probably 30.
Yeah.
30 came in, and I'm just flipping to the index, and it's just everywhere. Sterilization, everything.
And we know he's proud of eco-science because it's on that bookshelf.
All the big interviews he does is eco-science right behind him. Oh, I'm not for this book. It's just right here. Oh, my God, I love it. And Holdren's like, I'm doing a TV interview? Yes. There's the villain. There's Holdren. He even looks like Holdren. Oh, my God. Put him right next to Holdren. Oh, my God. I think we're on to something here.
Could be.
I'll see you, Commander.
Thanks.
Well, Ian Fleming, that wrote the James Bond books, was MI6. Before that, he was OSS, and he said, oh, take your books. Yeah, these are just the ones by Holdren here. Take your books, Aaron. All right, here you go. Call him Aaron. That's how Paul pronounces his name. I like Aaron better than Aaron. Aaron, good job, Commander. Back into the nest. All right, let's take a few calls here. Sean in Minnesota, thank you for holding.
Hello, Alex. I have an idea for how folks could send a frightening message to the bankers. And what that is every year, when April 15th comes around, don't send one stinking penny to the IRS. And the reason I'm suggesting that, Alex, is because if you think of it in terms of those collection agencies who will call you and hound you if you fall delinquent on an account, well, that's essentially what the IRS is. The IRS is...
Have you noticed that you fill out your income tax check to the Federal Reserve? It goes right into Geithner's hand. He goes, thank you. I'm the Moonraker villain. I'm going to kill you. I mean, who could make that up? How freakish is it that it's not enough that they steal all our labor, that they want to kill us? Because, the elite are tired of crowds and people. And I've been there when some of the local environmentalists show up at Hamilton Pool and I'm swimming. They're like, what are they doing here? This should be off limits to humans. They're just control freaks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, none of the money that the IRS collects from citizens goes to the government. The government does not cash any of your checks.
Yes, not one red cent, as Reagan's commission showed in 81, goes to run the government. Because we didn't have the income tax till 1913, didn't become popular till the mid-50s. All the other government taxes fund the government. It all goes to the private banks. That's why they've got to create a huge debt, because it only goes to the interest, and they always make our debt bigger. Just like a pimp controls his prostitutes. We are the whores of the earth.
Yes. So what I'm thinking is, if we could get, I don't think it would even take all of the citizenry. I think if we could get at least half or somewhere thereabout of people not sending nothing to the IRS on April 15th. I can't say that it would do...
Well, that's already happened. I mean, there's now over 50 million non-filers. The system's panicking. Good to hear from you. By the way, I haven't really plugged this all day. We're under massive censorship, and I really dropped the ball. I'm going to start the show tomorrow with a report on this. Because, see, they ban us once wrongfully. We prove it's a fraud. They put us back up. They say, oh, we are the First Amendment. we only take down hate speech. So people say, well, YouTube's a private channel. They can take you down if they want. That's not what they're doing. They hold out that they're a public commons. They hold that out. That's what made them big. It's in our article. We have the screenshots from them. And they're saying it's racist. They're saying that the T-shirt that we show, well, actually, we're showing the flyers in that, is racist. And so they're taking down our videos. Now, folks, you're allowed to show the president as bad and as the Joker. They are creating racism, making it about this issue. Don't you see what they're doing? Now, when weak-minded people see these posters, they think it's racial. So the answer is not give in to them. I'm going to start wearing the Joker shirt at least once a week out in public and on the TV show. And I'm selling the T-shirts, and I've got a free flyer you can download in a contest where you can put the most of them up. So please check that out at InfoWars.com. Let's take another call here. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead.
Reaper Seed, hey, that's my historical pun, using a literary humor as a nonviolent weapon. Thank you, sir.
But see, also, in the way of being nonviolent, it gets all of us to go, I'm nonviolent, when we're not violent. They're the ones that are violent. They're the ones trying to chill free speech. They're the tyrants.
That's right. And I was fiercely attacked, verbally, twice, on Saturday. One was a sincerely confused fellow shopper at stranger at non-corporate Wheatfield Food Co-op who was just furious with me about Doggett's political meltdown the other day, and I suppose he was furious with me because I had my omnipresent Ron Paul T-shirt on and I was carrying a Ron Paul sign. And my
So see, one of these people who's been conned by Obama, who's lied about everything, he runs over and got in your face because how dare you in America? So now the shirt you were wearing was wrong? You're not allowed? See, oh my... Think how un-American these people are. What did he say about your evil shirt?
Well, he didn't like that, or he didn't like my Day Globe baseball cap with provocative buttons like legalized peace and abortion is not health care. You know, other stuff. But later, he came up and he shook my hand, or I shook his hand, as we agreed to disagree and be amicable. And then later, actually that day, I was also attacked in a local nursery when this guy...
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. They're the ones attacking us. I've run into people I've known for over a decade, and they just are like, look at me going, oh, I can't believe it. I don't like you.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Folks, that's why I wanted to take a ton of calls today, and I did okay, but we're going to try again tomorrow to take a lot of calls, even though I got two big guests tomorrow. Some even bigger guests throughout the week. We had a huge guest on Monday, but he rescheduled. In fact, is that guest on next week or Friday? Thursday. Oh, Thursday. The day's in now. Okay. We had two big guests rescheduled Friday and today, but they're reset. Yeah, everywhere I go, it's happening to me. People I've known for years are like, what's your problem with Obama out of the gates? And I'm like, well, I was against Bush, too. He's lying. Secret arrest, wars continuing, Bill of Rights, Constitution, warrantless wiretapping. You know, I'm for freedom and liberty. I'm not for these people. I mean, if Ron Paul got in office, say, as president, and started flip-flopping in any way, I'll come after him. And you know what? I'm going to have Ron Paul people in my face. Man, I don't understand why people like being punked. I just don't understand. But I'll tell you why this is happening. Obama is sending emails out and posting on the White House. Help me. You're my friend. You know, in fact, I'm going to read some of these tomorrow. We posted it up on Infowars.com. They think they have a personal relationship. And he's like, go out and confront these people. Go out and shield these poor congressmen. Go out and stand up against these dangerous racists. That's what the White House is saying. And these, the president asked me to fight the Klan. Meanwhile, this poor guy, Ronnie, is, you know, walking around with his Ron Paul shirt, getting some lettuce. Oh, hi, you evil racist scum filled trash. What are you doing to Lloyd Doggett? He's like, oh, hi, I just don't want the Federal Reserve to hurt us. Shut up, you liar, you're evil. I mean, that's basically the self-righteous Nazis. Just like the Bush supporters were a bunch of scum, mindlessly calling us traitors. Man, I'm so sick of dumb, stupid, ignorant people that don't know anything about politics or how the world works, all self-righteously in my face. You know what? I just realize they're stupid slaves, and I don't even get angry at them usually when they're in person now. I just look at them sadly because they're so stupid. The Republicans still think WMDs were found. These Obama people now go, okay, he is lying, but that's what he has to do to stop the Republicans. I wanted to go to Eric and Lori and Steve and everybody else. Cody, finish up what happened. So the next person who came after you, you said this happened where?
This is Ronnie. I was saying that at
Ronnie.
Home, my Chuck Baldwin signs, which are still up, you know, for president, still up in front of my house. They've been vandalized. So the one, especially the one that said "Stop illegal aliens." That one, I guess, that's provocative to illegal aliens. So they've torn that one down.
Well, you know, it's okay in Mexico for them to chant and cheer when 9/11 happened, when they thought it was that was on the news. You know, they're chanting "Osama, Osama, we love you" in Spanish. We can pull that up, in fact. But it's like, it's so sick. I appreciate your call. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion if they work for the bankers, if they're on the banker payroll to bring down America. But the minute you are not on the banker payroll, you're the enemy. And who's enslaving the poor people of Mexico? If we force the illegals to stay down there, they get their country back. But see, it's a steam valve. Oh, it's sick. Let's talk to, I'm out of time. Cody and others, call me back tomorrow. We're going to start the show with Eric Prince. See, I subconsciously don't want to cover this because raping children, swapping wives, murdering people, murdering your own employees. This is mainstream news, Time Magazine, Raw Story. It's also in The Nation. This is alleged in federal. The FBI saying this. This is in the federal. Blackwater's own employees. And just think of what we know Blackwater's done and other contractors on video shooting families for fun and laughing about it. Don't those contractors know the bad mojo they're getting for their family and themselves? See, they don't. These evil people don't realize what you do happens to you while you're alive. They don't believe in life after death, but they don't know the universe. Man, these people are bold. Because when you kill kids, folks, it comes back on you. Free transmission starts now. Great job, crew. Get the Obama fascist t-shirt. Wear it proud. Big show tomorrow. Stay with us.